door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension.
You know, it's like that. Being the baddest actor in El Cajon. And sometimes, just because you're the baddest actor in the El Cajon, you might just wanna masturbate to the aftermath.
I do a cool tackle, that's why I don't be by more El Cajon. I need a fee, I shook show El Cajon. Why cool, I shook isn't fini. I knew Farouk and show El Cajon. Why El Cajon isn't Farouk and show me. I need a wahid my El Cajon. Why El Cajon isn't wahid my me. Any Akilu and Jihu Kama Farouk and show El Cajon. Why cool Kama Farouk and. Ani Akilu, Akwenu, Kul, Dik, Ani, Akfizu, Fi, El, Kalon. Kama Kafiza, Izu, Fia, Amadu, Fi, El, Kalon. Ani Akabaha, Wahud, El, Kalon, Izu, Ania. El, Kalon, Yakilu, Ani Akilu. El, Kalon, Yadnalu, Ani, Abnalu.
I was just listening to a guy who said that he was visited by what he said was the archangel Gabriel, and then he described the angel as a she. He said she.
What guy said that?
This guy named Gano Grills. He's a...
Okay. Rihanna says this. I'm sorry. Princess Empress says, if I remember hearing correctly, I overheard you saying they were genderless at one point. I thought differently before I heard you mention that. I read that they were all made previously. Yeah, but on the realm of Malakut, that's on this side, honey. You know what I'm saying? Malakut, yeah. They're all, but it just goes to show that they are male and female on the plane of Malakut. You know what I'm saying? On them planes, they are male and female. Prior to hydrogen and all of that and all the different planes, such as the material plane, the plane of force, the spiritual plane, and the plane of Malakut, and all the other seven planes, the doorway to hell, before that is when you get to ether. Etherians, there are no gender. But when they get to this side, right, from ether, when they get to this side, they take on an atomic mass in a matter form. That's why it was explained to us that the beings on Malakut is as physical as you are. So to say as physical as you are is to know that they are male and females. But Aetherians, you know what I'm saying, Aetherians, they personify in male and female form on this side of hydrogen. Once they come from this, once they get from the other side of hydrogen onto this side of hydrogen, they personify as solid, if that helps. Okay, back to the whole Gabriel shit, Atum.
Okay,
and he described
yeah.
Gabriel as a she. Okay, I'm listening.
Yeah, so, and that was that, you know, nobody got into it. He just kept rolling, you know, with what he was saying. And, you know, it didn't have no adverse effect on me, but a couple of other people, you know, of course, they're like, man, Gabriel's masculine. And I'm like, well, why don't you just ask your brother what he means by that? Why don't you ask
him? Well, no, it's quite simple what he means by that, because mm-hmm. even the Caucasian showed you that the angel Gabriel in Constantine was a female, yes or no?
Okay, I didn't see that. Okay, cool.
Well, anybody cool. seen Constantine? That angel Gabrielle was a female. Now, the only yep. thing that slipped people up is that people don't understand that seats changes depending on who is initiated, who's been tested and tried and proven worthy to take that seat. Gabrielle is simply a title and a seat. You know what
right.
I'm saying? All the so-called angels, those are not their fucking real names. You know what I'm saying? Like Gabriel, the Gabriel that you know, name the real name is Nusku, and it was Nusku was after the order of Zodok, and was initiated in the order of Gabriel, and Nusku is the one that took the seat of Gabriel. That's why when you'll find in the holy tablets, he'll say Nusku, who is the angel Gabriel. That Nusku took the seat of that angelic being as Gabriel. Okay, mm-hmm. the same way we know you as Atun, but if you want you initiated into the order of Zodok and tested and tried, and you take one of the seats, and you know what I'm saying, as, let's say, Matarun.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we will just be like Atun, who is Matarun.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But these seats and these, the 20, I don't know why they think that the same angelic being holds this seat for eternity. And that's not it. The seats changes. You know what I'm saying? That's why you'll also find that each Anunnaki or Elohim is assigned to a human being. You know what I'm saying? Once the 24 elders, you know, take the seat, once they all, you know, like all 24, they are assigned to a human being to raise them up, test them, and try them, and prove them worthy to take the next seat, to take their seat. It's called successorship, Khalifa, Caliphate.
That's it.
Yeah, so it wouldn't surprise me that the angelic being that occupies the seat of Gabriel now is a woman or a female that took the seat of Gabriel and took the title and the seat and the position as the angelic being Gabriel.
Yeah, yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wouldn't surprise
I mean,
me at all.
My response was, well, that's who he said he saw, then that I'm going with what he said, man. You know?
Yeah. It wouldn't surprise me. That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, as y'all make it seem like it's impossible for women to be tested and tried and proven worthy to take one of the seats. You know what I'm saying? That's not impossible. For a long time, certain men was inducted into the order of Zodok and women. You understand? But it appears that the 24 elders that we had at that time, the images and the pictures that he shows us of 24 elders, absolutely. They were all males. But that was a long time ago. That was a very long time ago. So we don't know who is occupying or what gender is occupying the seats of the 24 elders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What human being has been tested and tried and proven worthy to actually take the seat of Gabriel or Israel or, you know what I'm saying, Sananda or Yanun or, you know what I'm saying, all the rest of them, Uriel,
yeah, yeah.
Takael, Zolza. We
as
don't
we
know.
Speak.
Huh?
Yeah. As we speak, yeah.
Yeah, as we speak, because there's a new administration, honey, headed by the Nine Ether Council.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, never know. You just never know. But, you know, this ain't the second time I heard that the angel Gabriel is a woman. Mm-hmm. This ain't the second time. I heard this about 3 or 4 or 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and for homeboy to say that that's what he saw, then that's what it is. That's just, that basically confirms it. Because, you know, like I said, man, when they did Constantine, when I first saw it, I think I was in my 20s. I don't know how old that shit is. I think it was like came out in the early year 2000. And when I saw that shit, I said, damn, that's deep. The Angel Gabrielle is a fucking female in this movie. But yeah, something has changed. Something has changed. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, something has changed. And we talk about this all the time, that that Ad-Hadat is the one that sits on the seven plane, the seven to the seven power of seven. Ad-Hadat, that's a woman. And Hua is possessed. Yeah, and she's possessed by Hua. See how this shit works?
Mm-hmm. So she got another name, is Ad-Hadat?
Ad-Hadat. Nah, she ain't got no other name. That's her goddamn name.
Okay.
I mean, you can call her God if you like. You can call her Allah if you like. You can call her Elyon Elyonel if you like. You can call her Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala if you like. You can call her goddamn Jehovah, Yahweh. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? But you can call her Anu too. Shit. But that's her. She's at the seventh to the seventh plane to the seventh power of seven. That's where she sits. And she's possessed by Hua. You got the rebuttal to the slanderers?
Yeah,
huh?
I do.
Oh, good. Go grab it real quick. Go to page 198, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. I got it on the computer, so I got to look for it.
Oh, that's good. It's on the computer. So go to your goddamn computer and then put in search, rebuttal to the slanderers, or slanderer, or however you put it, and it should pop up. I looked at that book today at home. I said, man, I should bring it. And then some said, nah, somebody on the show going to have it. And you will hear that shit. You got it, Balat? God damn it. Please call in, Alat. Please, thank you. God damn, they said somebody on the show got that shit. Adat. I mean, I'm calling her Adat. You Adat too, Balat. Balat is Adat. Adat is Balat. She stepped on the mat. Said, I am Adat. In the hat. Balat, call in for me real quick, baby. Let's get this shit popping. That right, shout it. I'm going to do this shit once and for all for you motherfuckers, okay? That's why I said it wouldn't surprise me. And remember now the interesting thing is, though, iTunes, Dr. York said the first man that put the woman in position would be in power. Think about that. Do you remember him saying that shit?
No.
The first man to put the woman in position, to put the woman in power, will inherit power.
Hey, Don, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too, sweetheart. It's good to hear your voice.
Same here. All right, I got it.
So wait, with that being said, y'all know the crackers are snatching up all goddamn black women, as many black women as they can, so they can inherit power. Y'all peep that shit? They snatching up these bitches. Yeah, he said the first man. He didn't say you niggas. He said the first Nubian man, the first black man, the first whatever. He said the first man to do that shit will inherit more power. To put the woman in power, he will inherit more power. You notice that the crackers are snatching up black bitches. Thus, Howard Stern is coming for me. Come on in, Black 198. Give me a mic check, and I'm going to take that motherfucker by the hand. I swear to God. I swear to white God. I'm going to say, because I know that nigga, he already know that bitch right here. This hoe right here. This is the one right here. Thus, he can go into the etheric plane and enjoy the rest of his life.
Okay, page 198. It starts off with the Nubian creed, Allah in man. Is that
okay,
it?
Okay, yes. Let's start there. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
I think that's it. Because it's a paragraph right underneath it. Do you see the paragraph underneath all that? And it says Adat. Are you on the left page? The left side is 198 on the left side?
No, 197 is on the left side.
Okay, well, shout it. I have a photographic memory. So it is on the left side of the goddamn book.
Okay, so 198.
Okay, so wait a minute. 198. 198. What is it? Oh, okay, 198. 198. 198. 198. You on page 198?
Yes.
Okay. And the next page is 199?
Hold on. Isn't
that page 199?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Okay. Well, hold your hand on that page 198, and let's go back to one. Wait a minute. 198. What page you on? 189 or 198?
198. You want me to go to 189?
Yes, that's where it's at. It's 189. I'm dyslexic. It's 189, and you now 189 should be on the left side of the page.
It is.
Okay, John is good, okay. But I thought I got a photographic memory, man. My shit is on. This is on flip. That's why a nigga can't lie to me. Nigga, I saw you. I saw you at 5 o'clock on my watch. I had on my wrist. I was wearing a red shirt and blue jeans. And you stand on the corner of Duval Street and can't get it right on a Thursday at goddamn 5 o'clock, motherfucker. And you was wearing a goddamn white tee and some baggy goddamn pants, motherfucker, and some Reeboks that day. Red Reeboks. Fuck out of here. I see you. Okay, 198. 189. Let's go.
Okay. The Nubian Creed, Allah pulsates and vibrates. In this section, Mr. Phillips, it exceeds your comprehension. You claim to understand Allah and his attributes, but you obviously haven't sought out how Allah began the source of his creation. You stated on page 29 that Isa describes God as pulsating and vibrating. All things are created in tones of octaves of energy and of vibration. Just as there are octaves of musical notes, there are also octaves of tones. Between the fourth and 15th octaves, the normal ear can hear sounds. The one whose heart and mind is open can sometimes hear up to the 19th octave. Between the 25th and the 35th octave, heat is then generated. The 49th octave produces light. Cosmic rays manifest when energy increases between the 72nd and the 84th octave level. Between the cosmic rays, octaves lie, which produce emotional and mental waves up to the sound.
Let's stop right there, real quick. Now, I just want to make a point, real quick, which has nothing to do with what the fuck I'm about to say, but I'm about to say it any fucking way. Rewind that back about the cosmic rays, and then I'll tell y'all something.
Okay. Cosmic rays manifest when energy increases between the 72nd and the 84th octave level. Beyond the cosmic rays, octaves lie, which produce emotional and mental waves up to the sound hua.
Okay, stop right there. Okay, now is that the second? How many times cosmic rays was mentioned? Because I only caught it twice. Is it mentioned prior to that?
I'm looking.
Okay, fine. Okay. Now y'all know that there's two types of situations going on. One is cosmic rays, and the other one is electric power. Y'all familiar with those two? In between the cosmic rays and electric power. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what cosmic rays are, right? Like X-rays, ultraviolet rays, and shit like that, rays, okay, gamma
right.
rays and all of that. The other one is electric power. That comes from your television waves, radio waves, and all the rest of the goddamn shit, microwaves and blah, 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 okay? I just want to show you that. Anyway, back to the cosmic rays. Now, it is said earlier this week or last week that the extraterrestrials that live in the center of the earth, an article came out too, follow me closely, said that the aliens or the extraterrestrials are able to live off of the cosmic rays.
Okay.
Live and survive off of it now, okay?
Yeah.
Which means that there is a serious shift. Prior to that, they must have been living off of the electric power, like your waves, your radio waves, your television waves, your microwaves, and I can't remember what all the other waves are.
X-rays?
Huh?
Would it be X-rays?
Those are rays, honey, not waves.
Oh, rays. Got
you. Yeah.
I got you.
Okay? But cosmic rays are all that, ultraviolet rays, gamma rays, X-rays, and goddamn, I think infrared or some old shit, infrared rays or some old goddamn shit like that. So now they're able to live off of straight cosmic rays. Even the extraterrestrials in the center of the planet Earth and some that come and come up to the surface are able to live off just the goddamn cosmic rays. That's powerful, ain't it?
Very.
Wow. And the article said they can survive off of that shit. And now that's interesting because they're telling you motherfuckers that you won't be able to survive with the ultraviolet rays. But because of the electromagnetic grid and the electromagnetic field that's going on, and with the electron, proton, electron that your cells are transforming into, you're able to live off of ultraviolet rays or the cosmic rays. Okay? Anyway, let's get to Hua. Go back to that last statement about Hua and the cosmic rays. Listen closely now.
Beyond the cosmic rays, octaves lie which produce emotional and mental waves up to the sound Hua. This is the pure green light of energy, the source, which represents the names of Allah and coincides with the 99 elements. Your Arabic word for cosmos is exist, and it has in parentheses B. All things are created in tones and octaves of energy and vibration from the source Hua, as I said before. And unless one mentions the name of Allah with his tongue and his heart, he will not be given the light and Nur, which enters the heart and then is absorbed and dispersed to the rest of the body. And Nur is the manifestation of the essence of Allah, which is called Ad-Da'at.
Stop right there. Say that again and say it with your chest for these slow-ass motherfuckers. Rewind that part.
Okay. And unless one mentions the names of Allah with his tongue and his heart, he will not be given the light and Nur, which enters the heart and then is absorbed and dispersed to the rest of the body. And Nur is the manifestation of the essence of Allah, which is called Ad-Da'at.
Ad-Da'at. Okay, it's the manifestation of what? What is Ad-Da'at? The manifestation of what, Balat?
The essence of Allah.
The essence of Allah. Stop right there. Now, the essence, which means would be in Allah, right? That which is in Allah, right? That which is in Allah is Ad-Da'at, right?
Right.
Okay. Or the essence is basically, we can say, the genetic makeup of Allah is Ad-Da'at. Now, my question is, what is Ad-Da'at? Keep reading. Or who is Ad-Da'at? Keep reading. Watch this.
Okay. This essence signifies that he is what he is. Ad-Da'at are the things which are feminine, whatever they be, that had existed from eternity.
Stop right there. What the fuck is it again?
Ad-Da'at are the things which are feminine, whatever they be, that had existed from eternity.
Now stop. Now, there is a thing called pre-creation. Anything that's pre-creation has already existed. You understand? That which already exists, and that is Ad-Da'at. And what is Ad-Da'at again? The feminine what?
All things which are feminine, whatever they be, that had existed from eternity.
Kun, Ka'un. Let's go. Tell me more about this feminine chick.
Ad-Da'at is possessed by the who?
Stop! She's possessed by who?
The who. D-H-U. W, which is masculine.
She's possessed by what? Spell it.
D-H-U-W. Dahu.
Duh.
Which
duh.
Is masculine. Duh.
Duh. Possessed by duh. And who is duh? He gonna tell your
masculine.
Ass in a minute.
Duh is Hua, which is he. Hua is the presentation in the spirit from which comes the soul.
Stop.
This is...
Stop. Break it down. Hammer time.
Hammer time.
Stop. Bring it back. Bring it back. Go back to Ad-Da'at again. Get it in your head.
Ad-Da'at is possessed by Du, which is masculine.
Which is masculine.
Du is Hua, which is he. Hua is the presentation in the spirit from which comes the soul. This is the spirit with personality or I.
I'm.
Hua, I'm.
Okay. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Hua is which is he and which is and. Together, they mean he and whatever else.
And whatever else. That mouth, he and whatever else, duh, or Hua, is possessing Ad-Da'at.
Ad-Da'at.
Okay, let's go back to the Allah. Let's take it slow again. Balat on the Adat. Take it back to Allah, though. This is very important.
Okay.
Take it back to the Allah part about that Allah shit.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, let's rewind it one more time. Let's get it in our heads, you worshipers.
All things are created in tones and octaves of energy and vibration from the source, Hua, as I said before. And unless one mentions the names of Allah with his tongue and his heart, he will not be given the light and Nur, which enters the heart.
Wait a minute. Talk about this man mentioning something about the light or Allah and something about his heart. Rewind that part back.
Okay, you want me to go back to the top with Philip's question?
No. I want you to go back to the man mentioning Allah with his tongue and his heart.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. And unless one mentions the name of Allah with his tongue and his heart, he will not be given the light and Nur.
What does that mean? What is he saying there?
That you just can't say the words. You have to meet, you have to feel them. They have to come from your heart.
Right. So rewind it back to that sentence right before that part of the tongue and the heart and all of that.
Okay. All things are created in tones and octaves of energy and vibration from the source, Hua, as I said before. And unless one mentions the names of Allah with his tongue and his heart, he will not be given the light and Nur, which enters the heart and then is absorbed and dispersed to the rest of the body. And Nur is the manifestation of the essence of Allah, which is called Adat. Essence signifies that he is what he is. Adat are the things which are feminine, whatever they be, that had existed from eternity. Adat is possessed by Du, which is masculine. Du is Hua, which is he. Hua is the presentation in the spirit from which comes the soul. This is the spirit with personality or I. Hua is, which is he, and which is and. Together, they mean he and whatever else. This is called Kut Bayat, also known as the Ayin principle.
The Ayin principle.
The eye of the heart is the Kut, the Aksis, which is symbolic of two hearts.
Okay. Where do we go from here?
You want to keep going, but I had a question.
Go ahead. What's your question?
Adat is possessed by Du,
Hua,
which is masculine. Du is Hua, which is he. Hua is the presentation in the spirit from which comes the soul. Okay, I'm not grasping that right now. Maybe it'll take a minute.
Okay, well, first, let's go back then. Let's go back to when he first explains to Bilal Phillips about the vibration of Allah and the pulsation of Allah in order to get it.
Okay. So he said, Bilal said, Issa describes God as pulsating and vibrating. All things are created in tones of octaves of energy and of vibration. Just as there are octaves of musical notes, there are also octaves of tones. Between the fourth and 15th octaves, the normal ear can hear sound. The one whose heart and mind is open can sometimes hear up to the 19th octave.
The 19th octave, you know what that means, right? Whose ears and hearts are open? You know the 19th octave, right? In other words, most people can only hear what the fuck is right in their ear.
Right
in there. They can't hear distance.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? They can probably hear outside, you know what I'm saying, if they in the house, okay? But they can't hear the traffic 2 miles from the house. They can't hear horn blow. See, we can hear that dog barking
right now.
But that dog is probably either in goddamn Milledgeville, Georgia, or goddamn what that crazy nigga name, Antichrist in Philadelphia. So we just heard that dog barking. That would be considered like distance in octaves from 19 or on into 72 to 84 octaves, like far. Like sometimes you can hear far.
Right.
And sometimes you can't. Like, and I explain this. There are times where you hear a song in your head. You think it's in your head. No, somebody is playing that song because sound travels. And that person could have been playing that song in another state, and you can hear it. And all of a sudden, you got that song in your head. It came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Songs just don't pop up like that. Sound travels.
Okay, got it.
Okay, that's your 8-7-7-2. Okay, where we at that? 18th octave? Let's go.
Okay, between the 25th and the 35th octaves, heat is then generated. The 49th octave produces light. Cosmic rays manifest when energy increases between the 72nd and the 84th octave level.
Okay, what octave produce light? At what number again? This is very important because we're about to get into the north.
Okay, cosmic rays manifest with
energy. No, that's not what I asked. What octave produce light?
Oh, I'm sorry. The 49th octave.
The 49th octave, because once it, but at one point it produced heat. And then on to the 49th octave, it starts to produce light, right?
Right, yes.
Okay, now at the 49th octave, what happens?
Cosmic rays manifest.
There we go.
When, okay.
Now you enter cosmic rays.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cosmic rays manifest when energy increases between the 74th and the 84th octave level. Beyond the cosmic rays, octaves lie, which produce emotional and mental waves up to the sound hua. This is the pure green light of energy, the source which represents the name of Allah and coincides with the 99 elements. Your Arabic word for cosmos is exists, be. Okay, so it's really no such thing as feelings in the way we interpret them. It's really just octave levels or energy and things of that nature that we are experiencing, but we're calling them feelings.
Well, feelings is a sense. It works on your senses.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Taste, hear, touch, feel, that type of shit. So most people operate on the sense of feelings, on what they feel. And all of that is based on vibration.
Okay. Maybe
you know what I'm saying? Goes right back to the octaves.
Okay. Huh. Understood. Okay. All things are created in tones and octaves of energy and vibration from the source, Hua, as I said before. And unless one mentions the names of Allah with his tongue and his heart, he will not be given the light, and Nur, which enters the heart.
Now stop now. You see that? Did you peep that? He will not be what?
Given the light.
And where is the light at on the octave?
The light is at the 49th octave.
At the 49th octave, which means that's why he always say you want to have to speed up your vibration.
Yeah.
Yeah. In order to get to that light, it don't matter whether you confess with your tongue or not, Allah, 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 or the 99 attributes of Allah, it doesn't matter. But you will have to speed up to that vibration to even get to the 49th octave where you can receive the light.
Hmm.
That means you will have to heat up first.
You got
to
heat up.
Yeah, you got to heat up. Let's go. Okay, let's go back to the part, unless the man, blah, 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 he will not receive the light.
Okay. And unless one mentions the names of Allah with his tongue and his heart, he will not be given the light. And
it doesn't matter, because where he vibrates at, where his tones at, tones and vibration are based upon octaves levels. So it doesn't matter what the fuck a motherfucker say. If he ain't, if his tones is not reaching the octave of 49th, and his vibratory level is not vibrating at the 49th, he still won't receive the light.
Okay.
He can't get to the electric power, to the cosmic rays side. That's where the cosmic rays kick in at.
Right.
Right? At what level does the cosmic rays kick in at? On the octave.
They manifest between the 72nd and the 84th octave level.
Right. And the nigga got to get to the 49th first.
Just to get the light. Yep.
Just to get the light and then to travel on to the next octave of the what? The 84th?
Of the cosmic rays, the 70, between the 72nd and the 84th octave level.
Yes, and absolutely. Uh-huh. And where else?
Okay. Okay.
Go back to the nigga can't get that light.
Okay. And unless one mentions the names of Allah with his tongue and his heart, he will not be given the light and Nur, which enters the heart and then is absorbed and dispersed to the rest of the body.
You see that? Because that light is electrifying. So it starts to change the body and the heart, change the cells all the way down to the cellular level. That light will come in and change its whole composition, transform them into a whole light being. You ain't got no choice but to be transformed at that point, motherfucker, if you can reach the 49th octave. What's next?
Wow. Okay. And Nur is the manifestation of the essence of Allah, which is called Adat.
Of Allah, which is called Adat. That's strong, ain't it?
Yes.
Say that part one more time.
And Nur is the manifestation of the essence of Allah, which is called Adat.
The manifestation, Nur. Is that what he's saying? Nur.
Yes.
The light.
And Nur. Yes.
Yeah. The light. Or this light. dislike is the manifestation of Allah, right? Is the essence of Allah, which
the
is the manifestation of Ad-Hadat. What did it say? What the fuck did it say?
And Nur is the manifestation of the essence of Allah, which is called Adat. This essence signifies that he is what he is. Adat are the things.
Yeah, so when a motherfucker gets to the point of Allah, notice that how he switched from he into Allah. See, Allah is not goddamn Allah. Allah raised up. A man or a female raised up to become Allah by reaching the 49th octave on up to the 72nd octave to the 84th to become Allah. Where at that point, he reached the essence. He gets the essence at this point. Do you see how this shit go?
Do you
understand the steps that it takes to even be in Allah or to be called in Allah? Go back. Let's rewind it back to where homeboy has to be able to get there first, because this is where you become Allah.
And unless one mentions the names of Allah with his tongue and his heart, he will not be given the light, An-Nur, which enters the heart and then is absorbed and dispersed to the rest of the body.
You see,
An-Nur is,
man has to be transformed first at the 49th octave to even become this that coming up next, Allah.
Right.
Let's go.
An-Nur is the manifestation of the essence of Allah, which is called Adat. This essence signifies that he is what he is. Adat are the things which are feminine, whatever they be, that had existed from eternity. Adat is possessed by Du, which is masculine. Du is Hua, which is he. Hua is the presentation in the spirit from which comes the soul. This is the spirit and personality or I. Hua is which is he and which is an. Together they mean he and whatever else.
And whatever else.
This is called... Oh, I'm sorry.
And once you get to the 84th or 72 on to the 84th or whatever around that, you become Allah. And at that point, the essence, the light is the manifestation of the essence of Allah. And that essence is Ad-Hadat.
Yes.
You see?
I get it.
But what happens there? That motherfucker gets the spirit and the soul.
And the soul, yep.
You see how this shit work? Go back to the right before the part, before the spirit and the soul pops up, whoever reached this level.
Okay, Adat is possessed by Du, which is masculine. Du is Hua, which is he. Hua is the presentation in the spirit from which comes the soul. This is the spirit with personality or I. Hua is which is he and which is an. Together they mean he and whatever else. This is called Kutbiya, also known as the Ain principle. The eye of the heart is the Kut, the axis, which is symbolic of two hearts. One, the heart which we know that expresses our sentiments and passions. Two, the inner heart, which is by far greater. It is an inverted heart that points back to Allah. Between it and the physical heart swings the pendulum of existence, surrounded by the 99 elements and the 99 names of Allah. El-Kut represents the chain reaction from the spark, which started the process of the spirit changing to the soul.
That's how you become a living soul and not just a living spirit.
Spirit,
once you
yeah.
get there. Rewind that part right back again with about the Kut.
El-Kut represents the chain reaction from the spark, which started the process of the spirit changing to the soul. This was and is the life, which becomes the link of the etheric tie. Thus, El-Kut represents the umbilical cord to He. This is why so many Sufis stay in constant dicker to Allah. This is one of the Sufi chants. O he who is, O he whom no one knows what himself is, save himself. The Sufi knows that to praise Allah and worship will illuminate his spirit and help him to communicate with his inner senses. These are the things that you have no knowledge of, Bilal. This is why you question my teachings.
All right. That's why you question my teachings.
Okay, and then it goes on to another question.
Okay, we can stop there for 1 second, though. Anybody got any? I heard you say, Atun.
Was
that you?
Yeah, Antichrist.
Oh, Antichrist. I should have known the devil would say, Okay. why you say, Antichrist?
It was just kind of profound. You know what I'm saying? I'm listening. I'm like, okay. at the same time, I'm trying to understand what that meant. So I'm just analyzing it.
Right, right. Absolutely. Okay, so you're trying to make sense of it or understand it. That's why I like to go over it over and over again. Basically, we are not supposed to stay the same. When people say whatever you do don't change, you are supposed to change. Because the only way you will actually be Allah is that you have to raise up your vibrations. See, monotheistic gives us one God. Monotheistic religions is one God, right? But there are many Allahs, because we know that God is a plural word, more than one. So in order to raise your vibration, you can tell that the Sufis, as he mentioned, don't want to goddamn be a man in the order of Sufi they whole fucking life. They want to raise up to the 49th octave and receive the goddamn light to move on to the 72nd octave, to the 84, to become Allah. Remember, the saying is, no man is greater than Allah.
I'm with you. Okay, I'm feeling that.
So you ain't nothing until you become Allah.
That's right. I'm feeling that.
You ain't shit. You then, at that point, inherit the 99 elements or the 99 names of Allah plus one. Absolutely. And the light, nor, possess your body. However, only Allah knows that the essence of Allah is the feminine, that which existed since eternity. And that, add to that, is possessed by Hua. So when they say Allah or Hua, he who is who he is, they've just reached add to that. Because that's the only way they can possess it. That's the only way they can become Allah. And he is in her, as it is said. He possess her. He possessed Ad-Hadat, duh, or Hua. Strong, ain't it?
It is, yes.
That's powerful. That's why he starts off with saying, exist, right?
Right.
Kun fa kun, exist.
Right.
Be. The only way that you can speak something into existence like that, unless you are Allah. You just speak that shit and it happens. It exists. Because now it is wrapped by Ad-Hadat, who is possessed with Hua. Be, and it will be. That's strong, ain't it?
Yes.
Real strong. Wow.
Which is the feminine what? It's the feminine what? What the fuck that is? The feminine of what?
Hold on 1 second. Okay, that are the things which are feminine, whatever they be, that had existed from eternity.
Whatever they may be that have existed from eternity.
Pre-creation, like you mentioned before.
Pre-creation. Pre-creation, which means it already was here. It already existed. In order for you to create something, you have to take something that has already been here to create it. And that's the feminine. Ad-Hadat are the things which are feminine that's been here or existed from eternity. That's strong right there, ain't it?
That's strong.
How did we end up getting on this? Oh, I know how we got on this topic. Because like I said, it wouldn't surprise me that the 24 elders, be it all 24 or be it six of them or be it one of them, would take the seat as a female.
Right.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I understand the initiation process. Because everybody is tested and tried and tested and tried it. Now, let me explain why I say everybody. Because the 24 elders does not stand on one foot.
Right.
They ain't using one side of their fucking brain. Like, let me goddamn initiate nothing other than men. They ain't fucking stupid. You understand? They don't just, they ain't about my brother's keepers. They trying to make, they got to make sure they cover all sides, all angles, if they are angels. They don't just lean, they don't just use one hand, they use both hands. That's why all of them is tested. Male and female is tested and tried and tested and tried. And whoever is proven worthy at that point, they take the seat of one of the 24 elders. Male or female, it doesn't matter. But you can tell during that day and time where the 24 elders are shown, like in the tablets, you can tell that, yeah, them bitches was tested too, but they didn't pass the test. You know what I'm saying? Adapha passed it. Hello? Who is Enoch?
Enoch.
Became Matarun. Nusku passed it, which is a male, and became Gabriel. Okay? They cheat a little bit. I can't lie. They cheat a little bit, the 24 elders. They cheat. They go and seed women here and hope that their child on earth takes the seat so they can have a successor like that. They cheat a little bit. They go on. They go into mortal women. They do that, and they bet. They put all their money on them than some mortal man and some mortal woman having sex and giving birth to a child. But they still don't lean on the left side, neither the right. They stay in the center and still test that child, whether they got their blood in it or not, right? Because there are some people on this planet that may not come from a royal bloodline that end up inheriting the royalty or the inheritance of a royal family. They end up getting it, like the servant in the vineyard. Remember that?
Right.
They're made equal to the sons of the king or the Adonai, the servant itself. Powerful, ain't it?
Very, very.
But
wow.
Like I said, that shit wouldn't surprise me that it's a female Atum that everybody is saying that's coming to them in the form of the angelic being or the Anunnaki Gabriel. It wouldn't surprise me, darling.
Yeah, because it said whatever they be. So it could be male or female, but it's still feminine, right?
Well, whatever they may be could be whatever the fuck it is. But it, what I'm saying is that what made me get you to read that, then thank you again for being patient with me, but
no,
was based on the 24 elder seat, and one of them is Gabriel.
Okay, gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? And the brother, he said that a brother was speaking, said that the angel Gabriel came to him, and it was in the form of a woman. And we take it all the way back to Ad-Hadat. That's why I said it wouldn't surprise me. But
okay,
prior to the images of the 24 elders, I mean the images of the 24 elders that you see in the book, they are not the same 24 elders that exist right now.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? But the name is still there, the seats of the 24 elders. Gabriel, Uriel, Kakael, Zolza, Imhotep, Sandalphon, Sansananda, as y'all know him by, Yanun, you know what I'm saying, all the rest of them, all the rest of the little motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
God.
But those are just seats. That's why it's called the Order of Zadok, which is an order that men and females are initiated into, but only one make it to the seat. It kind of fuck you up if y'all ever saw Kingsman. Remember Kingsman? Remember the Kingsman,
Sammy
the
Jackson?
Secret Service? How many of y'all got fucked up? I already knew that bitch was going to be the fucking one.
I already knew
that fucking female was going to be goddamn initiated in the order of the Secret Service, the Kingsman. I said, this bitch is going to get that shit.
I
got to
see that one.
Yeah. And it was two, I think two or one other bitch in that motherfucker. Two or three other bitches, but a whole bunch of niggas, males. But it was one bitch that was initiated, that was chosen, because she passed all the fucking tests.
All the tests, yep.
I can see that one.
She was tested and tried, proven fucking worthy. And they chose her ass. It makes sense to me. They showing y'all that shit. They are showing you all that shit in Hollywood, too, that it's about the fucking woman. Not the women, but the woman, like the God, like the Allah, motherfucker, like the one, motherfucker. They keep showing y'all that shit. That's some crazy shit. They know it's a new administration headed by the 92 goddamn motherfuckers. It's time. That's why they keep showing you that shit. Powerful, ain't it?
Very, very.
That's why it wouldn't surprise me that you know what I'm saying, that... Now this is just off of Hollywood, though. And, you know, I don't really base my life off of Hollywood or, you know what I'm saying, my perception on what's going on. But ow. Ow. Doing the butt. But it seems that, how the way that the nature of things are working, that, yeah, women are passing their tests. This is one thing I said which was kind of good for the homosexuality to come in. You know what I'm saying? Because more men would be more interested in men, and so that we can continue to pass our tests, basically with flying colors without being distracted. That's why I always say this is a good thing, but the flip side of a good thing is a bad thing, that bitches will still flunk their fucking test. They will still flunk it because there's a bunch of bitches out there that like to eat pussy and play with them with the sex force as well. So Anyway. You understand? That's why only one make it.
If you only knew the power of the dark side.
Are relics that predate the universe itself. What lies within her appears to be one of them. Nine realms are not eternal. They had a dawn as they will have a dusk. But before that dawn, the
baddest bitch in El Cologne
reigned absolute and unchallenged.
Dawn, Coleon,
made a weapon out of that darkness, and it was called the Ether. While the other relics often appear as stones,
the baddest bitch in El Cologne
is fluid and ever-changing. It changes matter into dark matter. It seeks out host bodies, drawing strength from their life force.
Dawn, Coleon,
sought to use the Ether's power to return the universe to one darkness. Darkness. Darkness.
Girl, don't you know that you really got me gone? Blow my mind all the time. Think about your love. Ain't got nothing on you, baby. It's my baby.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Don Nicolion Show!
Welcome everybody to the Don Nicolion Show, blogtalkradio.com, Georgia, where she's from, please believe it. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. I am your host, Don Nicolion.
I'm Keita.
What's happening, Keita?
What's up?
What you got?
Changing the questions up.
What you got?
Everything.
Everything like what? What you got?
Me.
Oh, you sound retarded.
Now I sound retarded.
You got you?
Yes. Yeah.
Where are you, baby? Oh, okay. Well, that's what's up. That's what's up. Double Spin and Isis. I know that shit yesterday, didn't
it?
Yeah. Big ups to Double Spin and Isis, man, for holding it down for us. All praises to the Most High Higher. See? See? That's a friend. That's what you call family. You know? Somebody can pull it out for you if you are unavailable. Amen. All praises to the Most High Highest. Today's topic is the battle always with the self? Giving up control is the ultimate challenge for the spiritual warrior. How to maintain your self-worth in any situation, how to deal with person, places, and things, how to avoid obstructions and delays. What is one to do in certain situations? I put what is on to do. Left the E out of that one. What is one to do in certain situations? Again, thank y'all so much for tuning in to the dun dun dun. Hey, better yet, y'all know what? I need a new intro and a new outro for everybody who can produce and write and sing or rap or play the guitar. The Donna Colleone Show is looking for the best outro intro for the Donna Colleone Show. If your song is chosen to be the intro or outro for the Donna Colleone Show, we will give you $107. Amen.
$107.
So you can email your song MP3 to Georgia. Nope. Email it to donnicoleone@gmail.com. Don, D-O-N, Nicoleone, N-I-C-O-L-E-O-N-E. At G as in God mail, please believe it. We are looking for the best. And if you win, you get
$107.
Why not $107? What, you going to put some more money in the pot?
I was just asking a question.
I'm asking, I gave you the answer. Shit, and I answered you back with a question.
Can't answer back with a question. I just did. Well, you don't get no answer. Well, fuck it. For your question. Don't be asking me why. I don't take money. You asking me why that much. Like, you're going to put in. Yeah, you ain't going to put in. I just thought the number might have been significant or something. That's all. No, 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 no. $107. $107 for gas.
Giving up control is the ultimate challenge. Is that a question for the spiritual warrior? How to maintain your self-worth in any situation? We're going to talk about these things. How to maintain your self-worth. I came up with this topic because Keita told me about a friend who was fucking a girl and told the broad, I don't want to have sex with you. But she wanted to have sex with him anyway, and he told, if I have sex with you, and you know, it's going to be over. And they had sex, and it's over. But she keeps talking, and he's trying to figure out why. So, you know, I mean, then he said, what did he say? He said, and the bitch was listening to the show. When we talk about women, don't get that shit up. Them niggas is not going to want you no more. That's common sense. You know, and this is a result of that. Women will give it up. You got to fucking how to maintain your self-worth in any situation. I know what that shit feel like. I was like that when I was 12.
12?
I was like that when I was 12. You know, shit. Anyway, it's the battle always with the self-keto.
Sure. Sure it is. But that's in anything, everything.
And it got nothing to do with nothing else. Nobody, person, place, or things outside of yourself.
I mean, the battle is the self, yes. Now, outside of self, that's another battle. But the battle is really always self, because it's always what you going to do, how you going to get it done. It's always the self, like things that you have to do or things that you don't want to do. So you constantly are fighting with yourself. I feel like I constantly fight with myself to better myself, and I fight with myself about that because it's scary for me. It's not scary wanting, but it's no good in wanting to do better if I'm not doing anything to make myself better. So, like, and self is your biggest hold-up, too. That's another thing.
The self can hold you back.
Yeah, definitely. I hold myself back all the time out of fear. And when I have to look at it technically, I want to be better. I want to do great things. But I get scared of those. I'm scared because I don't know what my best is. It scares me, you know, pretty much. I can see myself, you know, at this great point in my life, but it's like I hold myself back of getting there. And it really sucks, too. It really, fucking sucks, especially when you know what the problem is.
And okay, so like in instance of everybody, you know, everybody basically does have the same problems. They do come to that problem obstacle, and boom, we at this problem obstacle within ourselves, and we know the problem. But like some of the symptoms of that obstacle would be what? Like the problem obstacle within the self. Would be what? Because you say you run into certain problems. I can't think of them offhand right now because right now, you know, I ain't got no problems right now. I could really look, I have to look real deep at my shit. I know I still got to get my shit together. That's all I got to say. But I ain't got no problems within, you know, some shit that I'm stuck at. But I know I do have to get my shit together. But then I battle with this shit here like, man, fuck that shit, man. Just live. Fuck every goddamn thing else, right? So I deal with that shit, too. Like, but, man, but you know damn well I got shit to goddamn do. I got to get my shit together. Man, fuck, you got to get shit, man. You straight. Fuck that. Enjoy your goddamn life today. So, you know, I mean, so what I like the, you know, the obstacle problem, like some of the characteristics that we will find in ourselves, or like you said, certain problems that we find in ourselves and we get to that point, then boom, the problem obstacle. Like what the fuck is the problem within the self?
For me, it would be, I just think really, almost at 30 years old, I haven't really grown up. You know what I mean? I think I really haven't grown up. And I think because I never really had, I was never really able to be a child, you know, like do child things.
You never jump rope?
I mean, I have, but
you
I'm
never
just,
play with dolls?
I have,
so
but I'm
what
saying,
the fuck is
I'm just saying, it's, can you listen?
I'm trying. I just wanted to, you know, because when people say they never had a childhood or never been a child, that means
I mean, not never. I'll take the word never back.
Well, okay.
But I'm just saying, like, I had a lot of responsibility come 7 years old.
Okay, like what?
Number one, to me, at 7 years old, it was teaching me responsibility, but I didn't understand that at seven that I felt like it was something whoever was taking care of me should be doing, and I shouldn't be doing.
Okay, like what?
Like, one, I had to wash clothes.
You sound
I mean,
real fucked up right now.
Why do I sound fucked up? It's the truth.
Because that's raising you to prepare to wash your own clothes.
But
you know
did
how many motherfuckers don't know how to run
said,
on that damn washing machine and they over 30?
Okay, but at 7 years old, I didn't understand that. So therefore,
you
still
stuck on that?
So
you
therefore,
still stuck on
I
that you ain't had a child that you wasn't playing at that time because you was washing clothes.
I didn't have time to be a child
so you,
and grow up.
What is being a child is all about? Tell me, please, because I don't
being
know.
Being a child all about?
Yeah, because you never was had a chance to be a child. I need help.
Yeah, you do. Listen.
I'm listening.
Well, you won't let me finish what it is that I'm trying to say to you. I'm not saying that I never played with dogs. I never jump rope. I'm just saying, like, some children are able to do that for a certain period of time in their life. I had that like for a split second. I was always moved around from like foster home to this person and that person.
Right, but you moved around every day though?
Every day. No, no.
Okay, so
it
in between the moving
day.
Around from foster and all of that stuff, like what was you doing in between moving around?
Still, I had a lot of fucking responsibility that I felt like it shouldn't have been my responsibility at fucking 7 and 8 years old. Sure, it's okay to teach me how to wash clothes, but when I'm 7 years old and I gotta separate even the grown fucking adult shit that's in the house, separate that shit, go to the store, go grocery shopping.
I sent my children to the grocery store with grocery lists when they were 7 and 10, or 6 and 10, or 8 and 5, shit, I don't remember. Long time ago, I sent their ass with $25 in a grocery list, and I dropped their ass off at Kroger's to go grocery shopping.
Okay.
I don't understand what you're saying, though. I'm still needing help.
Yeah, because you.
So you want to be a. So you feel like you haven't grown
that
up.
That wasn't the
because
whole point.
You
want to
enjoy
that,
a
that
childhood.
No.
I'm sorry. That's what you said, man.
No,
you feel like you haven't grown up because you haven't experienced a childhood. Because you always had to do grown folks' responsibility at a very young age, right? Am I not hearing you correctly?
Yeah, but you're trying to say always and never.
No, you said never and goddamn always. I'm just repeating the never and always you were saying.
Okay, but I'm trying to clear up for you.
You're
not
clearing
shit
up. I get it. I overstand. I just said it. You just said it and I just repeated what you said. You said, like, I said, what were the problems and the obstacle for people? And when we get to the problem obstacle within the self, you said, well, for me, I feel like I haven't grown up yet.
Yeah,
okay.
I feel like that.
Okay, so why are you looking at me like I wasn't fucking listening? I hear every goddamn thing. I'm able to.
But you're not letting
verbatim.
Me finish.
Well, damn, bitch, we got an hour and 60 minutes. Go ahead and finish. Go ahead. You got an hour and 16 minutes.
No. I'm still,
because I'm trying to figure it out. I want to know. If I want to know, I got to ask questions. I want to know what you know. I just want to understand
but
that
I'm,
shit.
I'm telling you, and then you're turning
okay,
around
and, as a
and
result,
you're telling me. So you're saying you never had a childhood because of that?
And you told me, no, that's not what you were saying. So we passed that part, okay, because I threw that out my head. Okay, so that question been answered. So can I ask you another question then?
This is some bullshit.
I just want
to
ask you another
question.
This is why
it's not good to, like,
I just want to ask you another question.
Put your life out.
Can I ask you another question?
This is why it's not good to
can
do
I address
that?
That?
Because you
can
know
I
why?
Address that?
Because
can I address that?
This does not
I'm asking
help as a healing process for me.
Well, it will, because if you let me ask you some questions, then maybe you'll be like, God, that's it. Exactly. Because you said, you know, again, I'm asking, like, so as a result of what you said, is a result of what by what you were saying about you
that's
haven't
just,
grown up yet, I'm
that's
asking.
Just, that's, yes, that's just part of the not growing up. And also, like, I'm almost 30 years old, and, like, when if
you
I...
almost 30. You'll be 30 in 10
okay.
more months. What the fuck is you mean, almost, nigga?
Oh,
okay,
well,
go ahead.
God damn, this is like...
Almost doesn't count.
Isis, could you call in? We need a real therapist that is licensed to handle
I'm
this.
Goddamn licensed.
We need somebody that has a bachelor's.
You all have said, got it. I was doing chores at 7. I had to pay for my own personal shit at 10. Made me a strong, independent woman. She also said, so what the fuck is your issue, Keita?
I don't give a fuck what that bitch said. We're not talking about her. We're talking about me. And I'm just explaining to you me.
Why she got to be a bitch?
Because.
You ain't the only me on the motherfucking planet.
Okay, but I'm not, we're not
she's
talking about
the
problem. Because she's asking me what's my fucking problem, and I'm trying to tell you
I'm
what part of my goddamn problem was, and motherfuckers gonna tell me that I ain't got a goddamn problem, motherfucker. Now, I say I ain't had a chance to have a fucking childhood, goddammit. I didn't have a chance to fucking play. I was being fucked at goddamn 10 years old. I didn't have no fucking life. Abortions at goddamn 16. So, bitch, that's my problem. My problem is I'm a motherfucking woman that still hurt from shit that has been done to me since a fucking child. And in turn, I had issues growing the fuck up, ho. You got that, bitch?
Kid, I threw that shit in.
God damn. I just want to be able to speak my fucking mind. That's another shit in this process of fucking growing the fuck up, y'all. Like, I just want to be fucking saying what's on my mind and not having to always fucking humbly bow the fuck out of something. If I want to say something, I want to fucking say it.
Well, keep your eye on the goddamn chat room for one dumbass.
I can't because the fucking computer fucking knocks.
She didn't say no shit like that. Well, did that make you feel better?
God, just be wanting to fucking scream. I got to listen. This shit too much now. You know, I be trying to help out every once in a while and throw my fucking life out there. But when motherfuckers want to ask me too many questions about my goddamn life and my feelings and how I feel about some shit and what they think is not growing up or growing up, or that's not an excuse. I didn't say none of that shit was an excuse. I didn't say none of that. I'm just saying what the fuck I'm saying. For me, it was part of me not fucking having this, having that, fucking growing up. I haven't grown the fuck up in the way that I needed to grow up. People around me raising me didn't teach me the real shit that I needed to know. You know, I was fucking, I had babies at 21 years old. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know how to hold a fucking bottle or know to burp the baby. Just simple little shit, like, I just didn't know.
Well, now you know now, right?
I'm saying now. I know now. So what the fuck you mad at what you don't know and versus what you fucking do know, what you
mean? I didn't know.
People to make a fucking mockery out of
and
my
who
life.
Who fucking making a mockery out of your shit? We all been fucked up, shout it. We
yeah,
all been,
but hey, how about
being stuck with your family your whole life? Bitch, at least you had it better. At least you've been moved.
That's not happening.
Family is a family, bitch. I've been stuck with the same goddamn family.
That's not. That's
hell is that shit? That's hell. At least you know a whole lot of motherfuckers. I only know six motherfuckers.
Nah. That shit,
that I'm just saying. I always wanted to be shipped around and shit. I always wanted to be shipped around.
Yeah.
God damn it. Shit, I thought that was fun.
Okay.
A lot of my friends I know were goddamn false and goddamn bitches and shit. I'll be like, what the fuck you mad at? I'm stuck with the same motherfucking family. These motherfuckers abused me, fucked over me. At least y'all had strangers to do it.
Play all the time.
If you ain't had shit, go get it. Go get what you ain't had. You oh, now you don't want one.
Nope, it sucks.
Okay then, so grow up now.
I don't want to do that shit either.
Well, what you want to do, Miss Sidney? Is the battle always with the self? Giving up control is the ultimate challenge for the spiritual warrior. How to maintain your self-worth in any situation. How to deal with person, places, and things. How to avoid obstructions and delays. What is one to do in certain situations, be it past?
Just don't talk about it.
Well, no, talking about it is really good
if it really helps.
If it helps. If it don't help and it's still, because, you know, because see, certain things that are held inside a lot, and even Q Hotep said it in the chat room, it's good, let it out. Gotta let that shit out because it can cause tumors, it can cause health problems, and all that type of shit. I'm sure you feel a hell of a lot better when you release that blockage. Because the battle is always with yourself. Had to feel good. I feel good when I get shit out. You know? I do. I feel goddamn good. But you shouldn't be, you know, feel hurt over your past. You should figure out how to heal from it. You should figure that out. Because, you know, everybody's going through the same shit. Everybody done been through the same shit.
Yeah.
And everybody have dealt with the same shit differently.
Right.
This is where we at now. How to deal with the same shit differently. Everybody had the same shit.
I'm sure.
Everybody been through damn near the same shit. It's 5 billion motherfuckers on the planet.
Yeah.
A billion motherfuckers been through what you've been through. Another billion motherfuckers been through what I've been through. Another billion motherfuckers been through what she been through and he been through. Same shit.
Well, I don't know how to get past that shit. And, yeah, I've heard people say different methods on how to, but that shit just doesn't work for me. And I'm not like, bitter or anything. I still, you know, keep it moving, but the shit still be there, like, under the fucking surface, you know. I've still always done what I needed to do. Just carrying the shit. Like, my whole shit is, I don't want to carry the shit no more, but when it's time to deal with it, I don't know how to deal. I don't know how to deal with it. But I don't want to fucking be carrying all this shit. Like, I don't want to fucking carry that shit, man. It's too much. It's too much, and I feel like a time bomb, like I'm just gonna like fucking explode. But I don't like being on the fucking therapeutic couch either all the time. So I don't like being on the therapeutic couch. I'm really like telling people stuff about me, and I only force myself to do it because maybe possibly it could help someone else.
And that's the blessing. That's why I tell my business, because it got to help somebody. That's the only reason. I'm not that, you know, what they were, selfish. In a sense. Well, I'm not thinking of someone else's welfare. But I know that we've all been through damn near certain situations, a lot of it. But we have to figure out how can it assist us and make us better, like changing obstacles into stepping stones, changing, you know, disappointments into appointments. Words from Double Spin. You know, you just got to figure it out because you can't harbor that shit. And I know that it gets heavy in the self, with everything that the self has been going through since the day it was born. That shit is a heavy fucking burden. Then you have that mind that be going in that motherfucking file cabinet, pulling shit out and bringing, and the problems resurface from the past, come right back up. So even in that, it's a way to discipline the mind and really burn them fucking files. Once you find no more reason for it. Because the only reason why our past still exists mentally in us, because we're still looking for a reason to go back to that particular point in our life.
Really?
Yes. Until you find out that you is no longer a need to even recollect or reminisce or mind your business, and all of a sudden that shit pop up, you have to find a way, why does it keep popping up? Why am I still thinking of something that happened 10, 15, 20 years ago? It's because it hasn't been resolved in your being yet. So you have to figure out a way to resolve it and find the beauty in it.
You gotta find the beauty in all shit, because ain't nobody, we all came on this motherfucker to learn valuable lessons, learn what not to do, learn why that we was taken through certain things as young children, as adults, as, you know, elderly, all that shit. We gotta learn a fucking lot before we get the fuck out of here. We gotta learn how to live better. With all the shit that we've personally been through our whole life, we got to, at this point in our life, we still got to learn how to live better with everything we've been through.
Well, I just think for the most important thing with self and the battle always being self, one thing I have to not do is continue to lie to myself. I continue to lie to myself. And, It's really one thing that I continue to lie to myself about, and maybe that could be why everything else is still there, because I don't want to admit that I do, but I do.
You do what?
I do hate a couple motherfucking people.
Oh.
And, like...
Is that new hate, or that's an old hate from way back?
No, it's old hate. Mm-hmm. But it's old hate that, you know... It really harbors over my heart. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and I don't want it to. Like, you know, like you've taught us about, you know, hate, and that if you got it in your heart, like, you got to get it out. So what I'll do is I'll give myself what I like to call that comfort shit. So I'll give myself the comfort lie and be like, yeah, you know, I don't hate. You know, and, you know, but as when I lay down to rest, like, I have to toss and turn in my rest. And I know why I'm tossing and I'm turning in my rest. And it's because when I go to rest, I see these motherfuckers that I hate. And I don't know if it'll make me feel better to call the motherfuckers up and be like, yo, I just want to let you know I fucking hate you, and just get it out and then come back and be like, you know what? I mean, I don't know what it is that I need to do.
You have to ask that it be removed.
Oh.
That's what I had to do, because I didn't know how to get that shit out of me. I didn't know how to get that shit out of me. And I asked for it to be removed. You got to ask for it to be removed. That's all. It's that simple. You ask. Go deep, deep inside and ask that it be removed. You know, I told you, man. And my ex-husband really thought I hated that motherfucker. And I was like, nigga, you ain't even on the list. My fucking daddy, bitch, nigga. You know what I mean? That nigga swore that, you know, I know you hate me. Bitch, please, nigga. It's only one motherfucker I got nothing but mad hate for. You know? And that's a fucked up shit out of all the shit, you know, a nigga do, you know, another person do. You still got hate for a motherfucker way back in your goddamn past. You know, some shit that started back in childhood hate. Like, you know, you know how long we've been carrying childhood hate up until right the fuck now? That's a lot of fucking years of hate. A lot of fucking harboring. That shit becomes a disease to the body, to the self. You just ask that it, you know, that it be removed, man, because you want to reap great things. You don't want to goddamn have a great moment and then a lesser moment. You don't want to have to keep going through the emotional roller coaster. I went through the emotional roller coaster. I didn't know. You can tell me, nigga. I thought I was fucking in love with the all, goddammit. I thought I was in love with the all, and I wasn't, because I hated one motherfucker. Most people got, like, a hate list, names. That's why you have to ask to get that shit out. That's why you have to ask that it be removed. You have to go inside. You have to sit in silence in the darkness and have an intercession with your God and ask your God to help you get rid of that fucking hate. You have to ask him, and then if you hear something in your head that says, okay, I help, this is what you got to do, you know, just ask, well, how can I bridge that shit? And after I bridged it, after it was cleansed, I called my daddy up. I called the nigga I hated. And I told him, you know, everything I went through, the process, and how the Most High came to me and told me I had to find something that we had in common. And I told him all that shit. Then the nigga said out of his motherfucking mouth, you see some things, you know, some things that you'll never understand. You know, I'm your daddy. I started to say, motherfucker, I hate you again, motherfucker. I said, nah, that shit been clean, so, you know, I'm just, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going to goddamn just say, okay, Dad, I just wanted to tell you I love you, man, and that's all, peace, bye, click. Because it was like that shit about to come back, like, this is why I hate your motherfucking ass. You don't goddamn listen. You don't fucking listen. You always goddamn right, motherfucker. You a wrong-ass nigga. Why I hate wrong ass niggas. But see, I just had to let that shit go. I just had to fucking get that shit out.
See, that's what I'm saying, because, like, and because, I, like, this, like now, when I talk, like, if I talk to the person or somebody else talk to this person that I have this real fucking hate for, like, it seems like the fucking person knows just mad shit, you know what I mean? And I just be looking just like really upset, like, why the fuck you ain't never tell me none of that shit? Like I really get mad. Like, you know how much of just whatever probably could have just been fucking saved? Like, it just really makes me real angry. Like, I just...
So you're mostly mad that a particular person, in a sense, didn't tell you certain things that could save you, that could save your life.
Yeah, and the shit was, and then I get mad because I somehow know, like, I just feel like the motherfucker gonna say, I didn't know either. And I'm just saying, like, this gotta be some real bullshit because you sure speak that shit every time. It's not like you don't. You don't not speak it at times. You speak that shit all the time. Like, what the fuck? Like,
that's the madness, but that's not the hateness that's harboring in you.
I hate this person. I hate this person because, you know what?
Is it your mother?
This person got a lot to do with, to me, my fight with my fucking babies right now.
Is it your mother?
Yes. And it has to me, the fight with my children has a lot to do with the fucking hate that I have for her and my fight with my babies. It does. Like, it really fucking does. And a whole sense of me be like, man, fuck that shit. Because it's like, I'll be able to say the same shit this bitch said to me when I asked her questions after I grew up, after I became of age. And I asked her, you know, how come this? How come that? And how come this? And, you know, the bitch just gave me a simple fucking answer that I couldn't fucking argue with. And it was, you know, I did what I did. And that shit really, I mean, what the fuck else can I say after that? I mean, I did what I did. It is what it is. Now what? I can't argue with that shit, but it just makes me hate. It just makes me hate her
because she's nonchalant.
You really don't give a fuck, and like now it's like you to me it's like obvious like you really didn't give a fuck. And then it's like when I really go into the shit and I think about it, I'd be like, nah, the bitch had to care a little bit because she ain't leave me on the fucking side of the street. Well, the bitch had to care a little bit, you know, because she did buy me gifts and shit from the times I can remember her being around. You know, just shit like that to make it a little comforting for me. But that one answer the bitch gave me when I was 18, after all the years had passed of not being in my fucking life and, you know, fucking assisting me in my life, is just like, you gonna come at me after all these years with that shit? And I fucking, like, hate her. I hate her for that shit. And in turn, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't able to just do certain shit. I just didn't fucking know. And I feel like it has a lot to do with the battle with my children. It's like a lot of times I just say, fuck that. Peace. See you when you're 18. But then I think about that shit when I turn 18 and I ask my mom the question that I know my children will ask me. And I just know I'm almost 30. Carrying the same shit at 30, from 18 to 30, like that answer fucked me up from 18 to 30. I did what I did. So, like, I'm hating her for all this fucking time. Like, you know, do I want that for my children? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I want this whole shit to turn around, but I feel like it can't because of that shit.
Well, it can, because if you you got so many different variations, once your babies turn 18 or whatever, that one variation of what you're saying of them turning 18 and they act, would that be your answer? Would that be your answer?
That's not what I want my answer to be. But I don't know what my answer would be.
Okay, well, you know, well, then if you
I know
don't
what
know
it,
that,
what I don't want it to be, but I don't know if it's going to be that. I don't know.
Okay, so, but that's good, though, because, again, that was, nobody gave us a book on none of this shit, Keita. That's the truth. Nobody gave my daddy a book on how to treat his wife, and then the wife have children. Nobody gave nobody a book on husbanding, parenting, mothering, brothering, uncling, teachering. Ain't nobody gave us a book on none of that shit. So motherfuckers is here on this planet to figure out what the fuck they've done and what the fuck they have not done and what the fuck everybody else is doing or what the fuck everybody is not doing. And, you know, everybody's here just to figure this shit out. But that hate ain't shouldn't come into play once you raise to another conscious level where you know that people are just that. They are only here to figure out what the fuck they've done to themselves.
Yeah, but I'm not dead. I'm still here. And that's another thing that fucking makes me fucking hate her. Like, I'm not dead, bitch. I'm here. Like, I'm still here. No, you can't make up for all that shit, but I'm still here. Like, my whole issue and why I hate the bitch is because, bitch, I fucking need you right now. With this shit I'm going through with my children. I need that bitch right now. You know what I'm saying? And I fucking hate her because she's not still here and I'm not dead. Like, my sister passed away. I'm not dead. I'm still here. And you fucking walk around every day like I'm fucking dead. Like I don't exist. So I fucking hate her. I hate her for that shit. And then when I think about my children, at times, I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I don't care because I just don't give a fuck. I don't care. I don't care. And it's just easy to say to them, I did what I did and what. But in your doing what you did, bitch, you didn't do anything even for yourself to make yourself better. And that's why I get mad with myself about this fucking self-battle and fight. Because still with all of this shit, I haven't done shit to make myself better. So when I think about that bitch, I see me, and I hate that shit. I hate it. When I think about her, I see me, and that's why I fucking hate her. Like, I don't want to be you, bitch. I vow all my life not to be you. Because to me, you're not shit. Like, you're not shit. Like, you're a person that just fucking takes from motherfuckers. Like, you don't give a fuck. You don't give a fuck about nothing but yourself. So when we had that topic about being selfish, it's like, motherfucker, how selfish can you be? How selfish can you be? Like, you lost a child, like, to death, bitch, and you still selfish? You lost another one of your children to fucking prisons, bitch. You still selfish? I call and talk to your fucking siblings and they tell me that you right up the fucking street, bitch. I ask for your number. You don't fucking even have a number, but you can't go to them motherfuckers and ask them to, could you call me or none of that shit, or like, you don't do none of that shit. You know what the fuck is going on with me and you don't do none of that shit. Like, how selfish can you be, bitch, at 45 fucking years old? Like, I know you got some shit figured out by now. Because when other people hear you talk, other people say, bitch, you got game. You didn't teach me none of that shit. You didn't teach me none of that shit, even when I came to you at 18, still trying to forgive your ass, still. So here I am at 30, fucked up, hating your fucking ass, trying to figure out how to still, just try to have love for my own fucking babies because I hate your ass. And it's like, how the fuck can I have love for them three little people and I hate your ass?
Well, stop hating them. And maybe you can. Just stop hating her. Do you hate the blind because they can't see? Do you hate the deaf because they can't hear?
No, I hate that bitch because when I look at her, I see me. I hate her because of that shit. Because I don't want to be her.
Well, you're not her, though. You have your, you still have one-third of you. You still have your real personality, which makes you her. When are you going to see you? You see her every time you see you?
Yeah, because I don't see me.
Well, then you have to make a decision to change.
I don't see me.
You don't see no beauty, no opposite. You don't see nothing. When you look at your, everything you just said is you. Is that what you're telling me? No, I'm asking. Everything that you just said about your mother, is that you? I'm asking because I really need to know right now. Okay, then. So there's no way you can fucking say when you see her, you see, when you see you, you see her. Y'all are totally fucking two different beings. You know, you can't harbor hate and then try to figure out how to love something. If you got hate, man, you got to figure out how to get rid of that so you can love that again. You got to figure that out. You can't goddamn put all that shit out on one person living their fucking life being what is considered unconscious. So what? We've all been unconscious. Do you want your children to feel that same hate for you?
No.
They got to figure, then they will have to go their life striving to figure out what the fuck they need to learn out of this situation. Did you learn anything from it? Did you learn anything from your mother?
Yeah, I learned what not the fuck to do.
That, ain't that the beauty fucking, that's beauty. Then find the love in that shit. You love her for showing you what not the fuck to do. That's beautiful. That's considered the uses of adversity. That's a beautiful fucking thing. That's how you maintain your self-worth in any situation, past, present, or future. That's how the fuck you overcome shit. You can't point. You said the battle is always with the self. It ain't her. It's you.
I know.
Okay, we all know that it's always us. We know. So and now start raising up more on your level of consciousness and start to clean inside. Because she can't, you can't fault the deaf for can't hear it. You can't fault the blind for not seeing. You can't fault the speechless for not talking. You can't fault them in none of that shit. You know? Because when you start hating, that same shit is going to continue in your bloodline. If you hated your mother, your children will hate you. Trust me. That's how the fuck that shit starts. It's going to continue in the bloodline. And ain't nobody going to find no resolution in none of this shit, but it start with you. You can't keep pointing that shit at her. You can't do
it. I'm not pointing at her. I'm just saying because I know, yeah, I do have the hate shit for her. I do. But I know that my battle is with myself too. I do know that I don't blame everything on my mother. I mean, I accepted that shit a long time ago. That's why I was able to still do shit. You see, my brother is in jail for the rest of his life now. And he's in there for the rest of his life because of one thing that he wasn't able to do that I was able to do. I stopped blaming my mom and my dad for shit and took responsibility for myself. So I did take responsibility for myself, and I did go on with my life, and I'm still going on with my life, you know. But what I'm striving to figure out is the shit with when it comes to my children. So I'm just doing a self-evaluation right. of myself, and I know that that is one of the things that harbors the most
yeah.
with me.
And you got to get that shit out.
So and that plays a part in my battle now. With my children, you know, and that's what I realized, and I realized that yesterday when I watched you and your mother, you know what I'm saying, and we were, you know, at the restaurant eating dinner. I watched you and your mother and how y'all just able to, you know, and I know it probably wasn't always like that, but I saw the real beauty in that shit, like, damn, like, you know what I mean, like, damn, like, out of all the shit that I do know that happened, like, look at this shit. Like, they sitting at a table talking to each other, laughing and, you know, saying what they want to say to each other and just able to sit here. But I know some of the things you told me that you went through with your mom, like, I saw the real beauty in that shit. And then my mom came up in the conversation. And I'm just sitting like why the fuck, like, you know, I'm just trying to figure that shit out. Like, what the fuck is up with that shit with me and her? And then I'm thinking while I'm sitting there at the table, like, see, I don't even give a fuck about this shit with the day. It's shit like this that just, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not blaming her.
I'm not blaming her, but I do know I have that little harbor of hate for her. And I don't want to have it because it's my battle that I'm battling with when it comes to, I feel like I'm fighting for me and my children's relationship right now with the shit through my mind. I'm fighting for that shit.
Yeah.
I'm fighting. And it's like, it's easy to say fuck it and let it go. It's easy to say fuck it and live your life. That's why everybody said, Kitty, you can get yourself together this and the third, and it's great, and I hear it, and yes, it does make sense. But I think what people don't understand, is, and because I never talked about it, is that either I'm going to give it my all or I'm going to give it nothing. So I'm having to decide, in this walking away, am I walking away to make it better or am I walking the fuck away to do whatever? And that's what I battle with, because obviously when my mom had a chance to walk away, she walked away and said, fuck it.
I see your hand, Brenda. I'm going to give it to you.
So when it's like walk away, I have to really, really think hard and really, really go inside hard about that walking away. Because, yes, I do want to prepare and make it better for my children. But that shit right there is a real battle. You walk away to do what, Keita?
Yeah, well, you're actually walking away mentally. You have to, you know, close certain doors. You have to heal it. Don't shoot yourself in the fucking head.
I'm just saying, you just when people say walk away, first when the mind is at rest, when the decision is clear, the doing becomes effortless.
So it's a lot that is holding you physically from walking away. So first, internally, you have to clean internally. You have to heal from whatever, like you've mentioned, is causing this so-called burden and setback or obstacle from keeping you or preventing you from being the way you need to be for your baby and moving forward and bettering yourself. The first thing people think, see, on the outside looking in, bettering yourself, when people say you need to better yourself and shit, all they want to see is some physical shit happen great for you. But that shit can't happen unless everything that lay dormant, that's hurting, that's harboring, that's hating, and that's fear, that's all of that, that setbacks, that self-esteem, every fucking thing has to be released first in order for that person to now start to make conscious decisions and start to better themselves now for the physical, so that the physical eye can see, wow, that's good, girl, you getting your shit together. I'm so proud of you, but don't do it. See, the thing about it, if you have a focus point, and let's say that the focus point is your children to better yourself, then you start mentally to start cleaning up certain mental issues within your being. And then the physical is easy. It gets easier. That's just how simple it is once you start to diagnose, like you said, self-evaluating your fears, your problems, your setbacks, the hate, the love, the everything you went through, and start to heal, to do a self-healing process on you, the physical becomes so much easier. Then everybody on the outside can mob. They start to mob, but your focus point on the reason why I'm doing this is for the self. I have to get myself together. Right. Some people figure they have to get themselves together by going to school, by doing this and the third, but they still harboring everything that they've been going through since the day they were born up until that point. Yes, you got a degree. You still fucked up mentally. You still laying your pussy down on the crap table. You still don't know how to be a great mother. You still don't know how to be a great wife. You still got motherfucking issues. You still straddling the goddamn fence with your fucking degree. Yeah, you look cute with it, but you still got fucking issues. So everything physical is gonna come anyway, but you gotta get the mind right first. You gotta get that self, you gotta be able to deal or maintain your self-worth once you find it again. Once you find it. That's how you do it. Brenda, how you doing today, sister? You on the air, talk to me. What's good?
Hey y'all. How y'all doing?
We're wonderful.
How
about yourself?
I'm doing all right, sisters and brothers. I was listening tonight, and I've been listening from time to time, but I'm kind of in the zone, so y'all forgive me. I got nothing but love for you. But I got to say this to you, Don. What you were saying to Keita, I was like, this was for the first time, this was something that I know about. So I'm trying to, like I was telling y'all before, I'm trying to be a better listener than I always running my mouth. But this is something that is close to my heart. And so I had to come on and say this. But what I really wanted to say was, Don, you was hitting this shit, the nigga on the head, the nail on the head again. And what I really wanted to say is to Keita, it's something I have to say to Keita about this shit right here with your children and what you were saying and what you were expressing to us. This falls close to my heart because this is what I do. And for the most part, I don't never tell motherfuckers what I do because as soon as I do, they like, oh, you one of those bitches that be taking people's kids, huh? I've been doing this shit for 20 years, Keita. You hear me? 20 years I've been doing my job for 20 years. I don't do that shit no more. I just train foster parents. I ain't did this shit in about 15 years, but I've been at my job 21, 22 years as a social worker. And let me tell you something, that I got to have you here, my sister, because you are amazing, Keita. But let me tell you this, whatever you're feeling for your mama, that shit is always going to come. Different time, different places. It's like a cycle. That shit will come. It'll always come back to you. And somehow, some way, you got to forgive your mom for that because she can't be as strong as you maybe are. At 28 years old, Keita, you still have a chance to fix your fucking life because I'm almost double your age, sister. And I'm telling you, if I knew then what I knew now, I would do shit different. But this is what I want you to know. For me, telling you, Keita, don't you dare leave your fucking kids the way that you did, because that shit, I swear to God, 10 years from now, 15 years from now, I've seen it my whole life, it's going to come back to you and it's going to kill you. And I don't ever want, I want you to know that right now, so don't give that shit a second thought, another moment. And what you were saying a little while ago about, do I fucking either do it or do I don't do it? Sister, let me tell you, do never not do it. Do it. Do it for your children because you have evolved. Your mother didn't get something. You got a fucking gift, sister. You got the gift of what you're getting right now in your life. It'll never be nothing in your life better than this right here, which is the truth that you've been hearing. And it's about being there and being better and evolving and being better than your mother. You must be better than your mother, and you must be there for your children. Because this shit is a different day. People ain't even there for their kids no more, Keita. I see this shit every day. And I'm going to tell you from the bottom of my heart, baby sister, you are bad. You do this shit. But you make sure, don't let no motherfucker at that place ever tell you what you're going to do about your kids. The minute you're in a situation like this, you're supposed to now step up and say, all right, I'm in a fucking arena that I fucking got. Now, once you, people always say to me, how the fuck you do a job like you do and come and take my kids? And I used to be like fucked up. I'm like, oh, here we go. But you know what it was that I know about myself, Don, Keita, is that when I came in the door and I see a person going through some shit, I'll come and I'll be real with them. I'm like, look, now that you got these motherfuckers in your life, this what you got to do to get them out your life. You got to do this. You don't never let nobody take your power like that. You don't know how many people I have had to deal with who had no power no more because they gave it to the motherfucking system. She killed me. I was like, bitch, these motherfuckers got your kids. Where are you calling me up? My mother said, I can't go to the store. Can I go? It's like, fuck, what's your mother say? Whatever your mother said, that's what you do. But they had no power no more. So, Keita, don't lose your power. Get your shit together. Do what the motherfuckers tell you to do. Get your kids back, and don't never let them motherfuckers have no control over you again, ever, because they'll ruin your life and your children's lives, and they'll be split up, and they'll fucking 10, 15 years from now, they will hate you the way your mother hated, the way you hate your mother. And you already evolved, so you ain't got no business fucking being in this situation right here. Work it out, sister, because you got it. You're beautiful. Work that shit out, girl. That's all I had to say.
Wow, Brenda. You sound like Planet Earth with all that. Get your fucking kids and fucking goddamn. Sound like Planet Earth and shit. Boy, you had a Planet Earth moment, goddammit. Shit, I appreciate love that, man. That shit, Man, wow, Brenda. Damn, so you still kids too, huh? And now you train the foster parents theft by receiving. Let me show you how to steal. I'm gonna show you how to get the goddamn stolen goods. How to get paid to keep the stolen goods. Anna, I'm just bullshitting with you, Brenda. I appreciate love that though, man. We need more caseworkers, social workers coming up, stepping up back. Come on to the Donnie Coleone show, you caseworkers. Testify, goddammit, how dead y'all motherfuckers been. Keita is laughing. At least she's laughing, goddammit. Shit. Laughing is good for the goddamn soul. You got to laugh at this shit. You got to find the humor in all this shit. Fuck what you heard. 4-4, Isis, what you doing, man?
Hey, just showing y'all some love. I got on the show a little delayed today, but I am here. And Keita, I just it was ironic, I guess, that I spent the last 2 days in a class learning about trauma. And one of the things that I thought about is I thought about Keita when I was going through the classes, and it became very difficult for me to accept what these people were teaching, because when you looking at the trauma from a non-personal view, you don't really know how things are going to affect people. You know, when you tell them, get your life together or get an apartment, get a job, like there's so much more of the components, just me being with you, Keita, seeing the things that can stop people from really being their own helper, because you are your own best helper. Anybody outside of that is just facilitating, like you are the facilitator telling the other people what to do that's going to help you. Like, we become like servants of the helping process. And most people don't get that. Most social workers, counselors, whatever you want to call them, they just don't get that. They think that they hold the power. But they don't help. They should see that they don't hold the power because, like you said, you made a statement. You're deciding if you're going to give it your all or don't give it anything. But one of the things I wanted to just touch on was that we are all our mothers at some point. And that was one of the things that I started to realize when I had my own children. And we complete things that our mothers could not. It's like that DNA in that bloodline, things that they could not complete. And when they fall short, for real, like when they stop, that's why it's important that you don't just stop. It falls on the next person to complete it. So even if you keep doing it and you don't get it right completely, it's always right in a form. Like you're striving towards perfection. And the things that we hate about our mothers or our fathers is that they gave up. You know, that's where the hate came in, is that you just gave up, knowing because somehow, somewhere, you realize that your mother or the ones before us knew exactly what we knew when we get to that point, that if you don't complete something, that it falls on someone else and it becomes someone else's burden, someone else's pain that they're unequipped to deal with because you didn't start it from the beginning. It's like catching a board game in the middle. You're like, what to do, what to do, what to do, but there's no room. They used up all of the cards for another chance. So you have no chances to, like, make a do-over. There's no do-overs. But, you know, that you have everything, you are equipped with all of the things that you need to make that step, to make the steps, whatever they are. Just keep stepping. Don't stop. There are no wrong steps. The wrong step is when you stop and you just choose not to do anything because then you let down three other people who will learn to let down three more other people. It's like a cycle of when it gets too hard, you don't have to complete anything or you don't have to complete that or you don't have any loyalty to each other. And although your children are not with you, they still are with you. They're still your children no matter what.
Yeah, I was watching part two in The Godfather after right before, you know, he goes to this trial. He has to go to court and he goes to his mother. And he says, Mama, you know, what did Papa have in his heart? And so she explains to him what he had in his heart, and it was about the family. He says, I feel like I'm going to lose my family. And his mother says to him, you will never lose your family. You could never lose your family. It's all psychological. Like most people think they lost their wife, their job, their dog. You could never lose nothing because you always get it back in a different form or different appearance, but you'll always get it back. And they want you to feel like all is lost. You know what I'm saying? That's another psychological spell that they placed on 95% of the human population. And the people say their mother is gone, their mother has died, I lost my mother last year, all that shit. You ain't lose your mother, that's still your fucking mother. She just made her transition out. But that's how they've already supplanted everybody to take a loss as if it's not a gain or it's gone forever. Ain't shit gone forever. Ain't shit gone. Ain't nothing gone, but it's just another psychological spell. That's all it is. And it's hard to, after that, once you've been placed under a psychological spell of what is considered loss, it's so hard to maintain a self-worth from day to day. It's so hard. We've seen many people break down, and I was one of them too, but, you know, break down over what is considered a loss. And know damn well I'm still receiving joy from what I thought was lost. But you still saying the shit is lost. No, ain't no fucking loss. You'll lose shit. There ain't no loss. You ain't lose your babies. You still got them. You know? You ain't lost your mind. You still got every goddamn thing. That's what they want you to do. They want you to fucking go crazy. They want you to lose your fucking mind over person, places, and things. They want you to lose your mind. And that's one thing your mother still have, and that's her mind. She knows she ain't lose her baby. She knows she still has her grandbabies. She know that shit. With all the dope, all that shit, that bitch had to maintain her fucking mind through all of it. You know it had to have been hard for her. You know it had to have been hard for her, too. You know it got to be hard to have a son in jail, a daughter in the grave, and another daughter who hates her, who's harboring hate. But that's still a lot for one to even hold itself. But I bet you your mama still got her mind. She ain't lost that shit. That's what they like for people to do is to lose their fucking mind through trials and tribulations, to lose it.
Now, she always, you know, told me that in any conversation we ever had is like, I don't know, that's like her ending notation or her signature. And she always would say, last time I talked to her, you know, she just always told me, she always told me, but she always would end our conversations with the fact that she has peace of mind. That's like, you know, like I said, like her signature or something to let me know, you know, I guess in other words, that she's okay regardless of what it looked like.
Yeah, regardless of what's going on, that's the truth. That's the truth. That's the truth, regardless of what's going on. And most people are looking to get reactions from a person who is so-called struggling or suffering. But for somebody with a strong mind, they could never suffer. They could still maintain. That's the key, to still maintain. You know how many motherfuckers lost their jobs this goddamn year? And half of the majority that lost their jobs is still maintaining. The other half is fucking dead now for suicide. You gotta fucking have all your head, man. You gotta have that shit. This is why we're here on this fucking planet. We're not here to goddamn pick fucking flowers all the goddamn time. This is not what the fuck is here. We're in that fucking valley of humiliation, nigga. We have to be ready mentally. We always have to be on guard. We have to stay on guard mentally because any given moment it could take us out. Like that, you know, I give up. Should I go all out or should I not? That's why you stay in the center. You don't go all out and you don't stop. You stay right in the fucking center. As long as you got your mind, a strong mind, a strong sound mind, is a goddamn serious, conscious thinker, a doer who does everything consciously once the mind is sound. Mind has to be sound first. But no, you don't go all the way or you don't go no way. You stay right there in the fucking center. You deal with self. You maintain the self. You cleanse the mind. You fix whatever the fuck is broken mentally. You fix that. And now when you see yourself, you see a beautiful being. You know that's not you. You know that's not you. You are not your mother. You have one-third of your mother, yes. You have one-third of your father, but you still have that one-third of you, that personality that makes you you. It makes you unique from your mother and father. You have to just maintain that. You have to maintain that, and you got to know how to deal with person, places, and things, with every situation, every fucking obstacle, every shit that appears to be an obstacle, everything that appears to be a stumbling block. You got to find the uses of it first. You got to find the beauty in every fucking thing that they're trying to make ugly about you and your life. You got to find the beauty in it. You sometimes you even got to still psych your mind up. Whatever the fuck you can psych your mind up, people say that's insane. You need to go in your sanity. You need to be inside your sanity. You need to psych your mind up. You have to psych your mind up in the psych system because nothing physically happens until the mind starts to fuck with you. Then physically you go through emotional mood swings once that mind starts to fuck with you. That's all. When that fucking mind gets to you, nigga, that's it. You can make you happy or fuck your whole day up, the thoughts. You know, because physically, nigga, we can go all day physically. Our day is fine. We can walk physically. We can talk physically. We can laugh physically. But let that mind fuck get in. Let some fucked up shit get in our head. It fucks our walk up. It fucks our smile up. We can't walk right today. We can't talk right today. We can't smile today. Ain't shit funny the fucking day because something entered the fucking mind and threw the physical off big time. That's how that shit is. It's psychic self-defense, man. Psychic self-defense. Brenda, you on the air. Talk to me.
Hey, y'all. Damn, Don. You right. You hitting on it. Everything you saying, I was like, oh, if I could just say this. Ooh, she said that. Ooh, she taking too long. So at this point, sister, all I got to say is what you saying about Keita. Girl. You are so blessed, sister. I wish I was you now. Shit. How are you 28? You could have a couple more babies and shit. Girl, if I could do this shit all over again, but we can't. And here it is, y'all. We lie in the bed we made. Don't get it twisted, y'all. I swear, if there was anything I could tell you, sisters out here in the world, what we accept in our life, the choices we make in our life, will determine if we get exactly what we deserve in life. We get exactly what we deserve in life. Mm-hmm. That's the bottom fucking line. And that is, I have found in the last 2 years of my life, and I'm 48, y'all. I'm going to go ahead and tell it. Fuck it. But where I'm blessed at is that I've had a lot of fun in my life. But now I look at my shit, it's all funky. I'm like, damn, I did this, I did that. But see, the difference now is that I know better. So it's like, how can I got to get a, it's almost like once we go so far, ladies and gentlemen, once we go so far in our lives past where we supposed to be and we see shit and we analyzing ourselves and we like looking as a third person at our dumbass, like sometimes I watch myself from a whole day and see just what the fuck I'm doing and just so not, it's unacceptable to me. But it's like, how do you begin to change our lives, ladies and brothers? Even at my age right now, some folks would say I got it going on, fuck it. But what we tend to do is we take everything for granted. We don't appreciate nothing. Before we know it, I have health problems. I have a whole new fucking fucked up situation to deal with. So we really got to be counting our blessings, but we really do lie in the bed we make. So the decisions that we make in our lives are going to determine where you going to be 10 years from now, 15 for a lot of you sisters talking to me. But imagine this shit. I'm 48. What the fuck I'm going to do? I got a retirement, my pension, my 401K. This shit ain't saying, where is my life? I got stuff. What else I got? Done. I'm getting ready to divorce my husband after 20 years. Like, I ain't got him. He a nigga didn't even have no money. I tried to support a nigga. How about that? I thought I was a good sister. But now I'm learning something about myself, ladies. And I just wanted to share that with you. Even if I sound like a fool, I don't even give a fuck. Because that's where I'm at right now in hell. listening to folks like y'all trying to be real and talking about something that's really real happening in the world, I'm with that. And so I'm just feeling y'all. And I don't, you know what I done did, Dawn and Tita, y'all?
What?
So, yeah, I know me. So I'm just sitting here drinking
my glass of wine. Did you, like, leave the planet Earth? Or are you still on the moon? Or are you on the planet Earth? What?
Baby, I believe I'm on the planet Earth. Feet planted. I'm grounded right this moment. See, but motherfuckers, they find it hard to take. Like, nigga, you just a little hard to take. But we got to get our shit across. We got to be heard. But we got to make sense.
That's right. Sense
make dollars and dollars make sense. So if I ain't been talking sense for a while. Now I'm trying to talk some sense, y'all, and I'm trying to say, okay, all I got left to do, John Akita, is to reach back behind me and try and pull somebody up behind me and give them something that I never had.
Mm.
There's nothing else that I have to give the rest of my life. And somebody helped me understand that. And that's it. Just shit, my shit is done. I ain't got no girls. I got my son. He going to be what he going to be. I ain't got no girls. So I'm like, okay, well, look at my nieces and nephews, and, you know, they got their own lives. Like, we are, families are all fucked up all across the nation. You know, people are doing their own thing. Family, it's all fucked up, y'all. So find something good in your lives. Get to people who are good in your life. Always have a support system in your life that are people who are good in your life for the rest of your life. You ain't got to have a fucking mother or father or nobody else, but you got to have good people in your life that support you and care for you truly. And when we genuinely get that, there's nothing more on the planet that makes a fucking difference. Not no dough, nothing. It's just the fucking people you're around that you could at the end of the day say, if I die tomorrow, maybe this person will really have cared about me. Well, shit, I mean, something. Take care of my child, you know, or bury me or what. How many motherfuckers would really do that for us? Hey, if I ain't got no brothers or no sisters or no auntie or nobody who give a fuck about me, maybe nobody. But that would be a shame because there's a billion motherfuckers in the world. That's what God gave us this gift, to be able to connect to family. What? Family means a lot of things. It don't just mean your fucking blood family. It's whoever we pick in our lives that are good for us, to us, mean well for us, inspire us. Those are the people that matter, nobody else. Not your mother, not your father, not your brother, not your sister. The people that you can connect with that will be good to you as a human being and only aspiring to be better. There's nothing better than that in the world, y'all. So them diamonds and furs, y'all hoes, looking for all that shit, at the end of the day, that shit will be in your closet, in your jewelry box, and you'll be standing alone with what? You ain't even gave nothing back to the motherfuckers behind you. Just all about yourself. So you'll end up by yourself. It's a whole new day, sisters and brothers. So we got to open our heads up and open our eyes and see shit for what it is and count our blessings. Count our fucking blessings. We forget about that shit like a moth. But we should do that, sisters. And I'm always here and I'm listening. I love y'all. Peace and blessings. And
thank you, Brenda.
All right, sisters.
Too. I really appreciate your love. And count y'all fucking blessings. Words from Brenda. Said we got to count y'all fucking blessings. Wow. Today's topic for those who are just tuning in with us. Wow. Thank you, Brenda. That was a lot there. That was a lot. Is the battle always with the self? Giving up control is the ultimate challenge for the spiritual warrior. How to maintain your self-worth in any situation. How to deal with persons, places, and things. How to avoid obstructions and delays. What is one to do in certain situations? Again, man, you know me. Words of Don Nicoleone, it's mental first, goddammit. It's mental first. Sometimes you have to keep that psychic self-defense up because mentally, when you believe that this shit is happening, it fucks you up physically. It fucks you up real bad. And if you've been harboring what is called hate from past or whatever, I think somebody in the chat room said it. I think it was my sister, Q Hotel. Q Hotel has a little hate, too. She said she had hate, too. Let me find it. It's probably gone now. God damn it. Yeah, it's gone. I think she said she had hate for her son's father. Well, join the Hate the Son's Father crew, goddammit. We all had that shit, too. Some of us still have it, but I know, Q-Hotep, you don't have it any longer. You know, again, we hate what people do, but we don't hate the person. We just hate what they do. We have to figure out how to move forward and clean our own life up. Because trust me, you're going to have a whole bunch of motherfuckers that hate you. So you might as well stop hating motherfuckers and just let everybody deal with the hate they have for you. Right? Let them fuck their shit up. You know what I mean? Because, like, are we the only ones that got hate? Like, the same motherfucker could hate us. So, shit. Somebody going to have to give up the hate. Giving up control is the ultimate challenge for the spiritual warrior. Sometimes we are without power in certain situations. Sometimes that there are times where we have to learn how to maintain our self-worth in any situation. And we definitely have to understand how to deal with person, places, and things because we are here on the third rock to the sun. We were taught in threes, person, places, and things, which are nouns. We was taught ABCs and 1, 2, 3, so that's a spell within itself. We was taught all of that. We also, one thing we haven't been taught and still have been through it and passed it is how to avoid obstructions and delays and what is one to do in certain situations. And the matter being, or the fact is that we've always overcome our obstacles in the past, which means that we will overcome the obstacles again right now. You know what I mean? That's the beauty in it. But again, that mind, because we know that. We know that, right? Like, damn, nigga, I overcame that. What the fuck is this shit? Now we don't know how to overcome what is going on right the fuck now. Well, it's time. It's that time. What they say, time will heal all wounds. It's time. It's the timing that an obstacle has to be placed in front of you. And it's also the time it will take for you to remove the obstacle. Then you'll look back at that obstacle and be like, damn, I was over that shit, but here's another fucking hurdle. It's the same shit. But life has taught us one goddamn thing. Change is what? Constant. You cannot live in the same obstruction life all day, every day for 365 days because change is constant. That's the beauty in that shit. So when there's another goddamn setback or obstacle or hurt or hate or some painful fucking shit, you know you'll be able to heal through that shit. That's common sense because it takes time. It really do. It takes time like a motherfucker, and time heals that shit. But we're in a rush to move that shit when we have no fucking strength, right? We want that shit to be moved when we have no fucking strength. No, you don't worry about that goddamn obstacle. That shit is in front of you, and that obstacle is in front of you. Enjoy the scenery. Enjoy the scenery. If you can't go forward, you can go sideways, but don't go backwards. You can still enjoy the scenery in the meantime until you have strength to remove the obstacle. You ain't forced to remove shit. You ain't got to remove that goddamn obstacle because it's goddamn right there. Enjoy. Hell, paint your name on that motherfucker or some shit. Find the beauty in that shit. That's what you got to do. Got to find the beauty in it. Got to find a beauty. Why am I at a standstill? Maybe I'm just supposed to stand still and enjoy me for a moment. Maybe this is a time for me to get me together, you know? Because remember now, the heavens or the cosmos knows everything you have and everything you don't have. They know that shit. They know. If you ain't got the knowledge to get this done, they know that shit, so why get it done, right? Why get it done? They have to present you with the key to give you the knowledge to get it done first. Shit. So, fuck it. If you ain't got the knowledge to get it done and you at a goddamn standstill, then figure out some other shit you can goddamn do at the goddamn time. I call it ignore that shit. Ignore it. Get it together. Don't let the mind rule you. You control the mind. Those are just a wild animal that has to be tamed because that motherfucker will fuck your day up. That's why you have to tame it. You have to tame it. And that is what one to do in certain situations because it ain't that goddamn deep. It ain't that deep. The first time, I bullshit you now, I'm finna tell my little story real quick. The first time I ever felt that I was fucked up, that I was gonna be humiliated, that nobody would fucking, this is terrible. Because I fucked around and I told everybody my business, right? So when it was time for the envelope to open up, that shit said zero probability. He is not the father. I was so fucked. I felt like my whole life, my life was over. I felt my life was over. I might have been 21 or 22 at that time. That was the first time I felt being humiliated. And I said, man, I can't tell nobody this shit. And I kept that for a period of time. And everybody already told that I was, what nigga, I was taking the court and shit on that motherfucker. They was calling me like, so did you get the results? Did you get the results? I was like, yeah, that's her daddy. Lying my ass off because I didn't want to be humiliated. Didn't want to be humiliated. But time got me back in the valley or in the mount with God. Because at the end of the day, I was saying, hell no, I'm so glad that motherfucker ain't, that nigga ain't shit. I thought it would be on me because, damn, this bitch don't know who the fuck her baby daddy is. But guess what? I consider the uses of adversity. Whoever the fuck her daddy is don't need to know who the fuck the baby is, goddammit. Because my baby is too goddamn precious to have a hand in the other side. I had to really figure that shit out, like, why? First, I was blaming my stupid ass, you know, and then I started blaming God, like, why the fuck would you do this shit? I even charted the fucking day of conception. Surely it's the daddy. I know that shit. I couldn't understand why. Why? That's the date charted on the conception. The day of conception. Still said zero probability. You know, I went through a lot of fucking humiliation trying to maintain how to deal with myself with that shit. Damn, motherfuckers know my business. That took a lot. But then I had to understand that this baby was born with no father. And that's a good thing. Because my other children have fathers, and that's a fucking headache to this day. That means that's one headache I ain't got to worry about. So I had to find the beauty in the why. Why did this happen? Then I have humans in my life. You heard my mama today. You need to find out who the fuck her daddy is, right? Right? And, you know, so you hear all this other extra shit. But, no, the beauty is that's one headache I don't ever have to fucking worry about. You know how many motherfuckers come with a father? You know how many motherfuckers come with a father? That means his mama. That means his sisters, his aunts, his cousins. That's a lot of motherfucking headache, goddammit. Because I'm a selfish bitch now when it comes to my children. Can't nobody motherfucking help. Not for 1 hour or one day. So, you know, so I'm okay battling the other three, other side. But shit, can you imagine how many battles I have to go through every motherfucking day? So I had to find the beauty in that shit. I really did. I had to find the beauty in it. Because first I was humiliated. Like, God damn, what motherfuckers going to think about me? Because some goddamn paper says zero probability. That was my first time being humiliated, feeling like, God damn it, I'm fucked. Our NLA says, you are so on point. God damn it. These daddies nowadays trying to take the kids, you are lucky. Girl, I am blessed. I am blessed. You damn right. And as long as I can keep the ones that know they dad away from them motherfuckers, I'm even blesser. God damn it. So I had to fucking consider the uses of adversity in that shit, especially when she's turning out what she is right now. You know what I mean? I really thought that you supposed to connect. You ain't supposed to do a goddamn thing. Right? Because every time you make a connect, guess what happened? Like that bullshit, right? That's what the fuck I'm saying. Like that bullshit. And you always want to have somebody to throw your belongings on to. Right? Because I used to do that shit with the other three goddamn daddies. Man, you know your little fucking dog is fucking up, right? Like, nigga, this bitch on my watch. That shows the backwards thinking I'm on. It's like you always can throw what's yours onto somebody else. I can't do that with that one. That's mine. That one there taught me not to throw the other three on no fucking body. Ain't that a beauty? Because now I know I have to maintain all that which is mine. Ain't nobody responsible for that which is mine but me. I don't have a scapegoat. I don't have a way out. So that means I have to deal with this shit my motherfucking way. That's how you maintain. You find the beauty in all this shit. You know, I told you what the beauty is with your babies being with him. You ain't got them bad motherfuckers. Nah, I'm just bullshit. But they need to be with that motherfucker since he wanted them shit. Let them know what the fuck it feels like. Let them know what it feels like when them babies throw up in the middle of the goddamn night. Let them know what that shit feels like. You want my life, motherfucker? You got it now. You want to be me so bad, motherfucker? You got it now. Good, I can get my shit together because you was gone for how many goddamn years? Say it, number five. Shit, who gives a fuck? You was gone for 5 fucking years and still didn't get your shit together. And now, nigga, it's my turn, motherfucker. Shit, pit-pat, motherfucker. Talk, spade, bitch, nigga. Don't renege now, motherfucker. Shit, that's the beauty in that shit. RNLA say, yeah, Keita, you get your shit together like Angela Bassett and Boys in the Hood. That was a bad bitch in that one, though. That was a bad bitch. Like, all of us was like, hell yeah, nigga, I'm dropping you off at your daddy house. I'm getting just like Angie. Get just like Angie and that shit. Angie had to go on. No, that bitch took that nigga out to eat in a fancy fucking restaurant when he had to talk about his son. Remember that shit? Shit, that's what the fuck I'm talking about. Do that shit. The way I've always advanced when I figured it out, if you know motherfuckers that hate you, is there anybody that hates you? It's for everybody. If you know a motherfucker that hates you, who wants to see your demise, who wants you down and out, who wants you fucked up, who hope you get every hell that's everybody else's hell, they want you to catch it. If you know a motherfucker like that, use that to up your game. I'm telling you, I use that. I ain't got nobody else that I know that hate me. Everybody else that hate me, they gins, they hide it. Come out if you hate me, please, so I can get better myself. I can better myself off of somebody that I know that hate me. I get better. I do it for my haters. God damn it. Motherfuckers used to be like, I'm really proud of you, man. You really up in your game, man. You doing this, that, and the third now with you. I was a fucked up bitch, for the record. You up in your game and shit, then you got this, you got that. Now I'm like, nigga, I need some more haters. Because now I'm at a standstill. When you at a standstill, you need some more haters. I'm telling you, that shit will goddamn have you pick up that fucking obstacle and throw that motherfucker and keep it pushing. You got to use that hate, motherfucker, to develop strength. I tell you, I started doing it for all my fucking haters, and I had a few, and they all, for some reason, they all ended up finding each other. Like, how the fuck all my haters found each other? I was just thinking about that shit today, like, damn, this bitch was having a conversation with this bitch and all of my fucking haters. I said, good, at least now that one hater that was in the sky that was still in my life, I could still start showing that bitch some more shit. Now I got to find that bitch again. I need her back in my life because I'm at a standstill. I need that bitch. I got to up my game again. You got to find your hater. I'm telling you, that hating, that motherfucker that hates you, it helps you because you only going to do it for that motherfucker. I'm going to show you, bitch, nigga. I'm going to show you. You hate me, motherfucker, I'm going to give you some more shit to hate on. Man, that's a joy. That is. That's a fucking joy. I got undercover haters in this town. You do too. That's what I'm saying. I get y'all. All y'all motherfuckers hate me. I got some more shit. Give you more reason. Give you more reason because you got to do it for your fucking haters. That's how you maintain self-worth. Got to have them motherfuckers. You got to love your fucking haters. But don't hate your haters. Don't hate them. Love them because it helps you. That's why they're here. Especially them jealous motherfuckers, man. They don't want you to have shit. You know that when you come to reality that you got a motherfucker in your life that don't want you to have nothing, then you go for it. You go straight to the top. That's why what Portia say, make your haters your motivators. telling you, boy, them motherfuckers, I was motivated like a motherfucker. I got a lot of shit done. And I ain't got no haters. Anybody want to be one of my haters? Shit, I need some more shit to do. I'm at a goddamn standstill, for real. My shit just got down. I do the same shit every motherfucking day because I ain't got no haters. I ain't got none. Ain't that a bitch? Damn. I maybe need to surround myself around unconscious people because unconscious people, their hate can come in them quick. Unconscious people, hate come in them real quick, and that can give me an incentive to reach higher for myself. For real. I'm around too many conscious motherfuckers. I need to pick up a new group of bitches. I like unconscious bitches. They help me. I get a lot of shit done. I ain't bullshit. Get to show off the old shit to the unconscious hoes. Right, get to show off. I just think I have a new shit to you, man. This shit old to me. But because you in my life, I can start doing some new shit. God damn. Anyway, 26 minutes remaining on the air. Anybody like to make a comment, please push one on your keypad. Is the battle always with the self? Giving up control is the ultimate challenge. Yes, indeed, for the spiritual warrior. How to maintain? I'm in the studio, man. What do you want? What, warrior? Yes, I will, okay? Yes.
Can I go?
Who? Who the hell is Dee Dee?
My friend.
I don't know her.
You don't got to.
I do have to know her, warrior. I don't know her. That bitch hung up on me. She hung up on me. Hell no. How to maintain a hang up from your own baby. Anyway, so how you feel, man? What's going on? How to deal with person, places, and things? That's how you maintain. You gotta psych yourself up. It's all fucking mental. It's all fucking mental. Then at one time, I'm glad, right, because my husband, he ain't on the line right now. Let me get this shit out real quick. Yeah. Warrior, I'm doing the show, sweetheart. I'll see you when I get home, okay? And you can't force me into making an giving you an answer, nigga. You my child. I love you. What? I love you. I gotta go. I'm on the radio. Okay. Thank you. Say I'm not gonna tell it. The phone wrong. I ain't gonna tell it. But it's a lot though, cause you know, opinion and with life, man, you know what the problem is when we going through shit? The problem is that we don't want to feel shame and humiliated. That's what it is, ain't it? In our situation, we don't want to be humiliated because what would others think of us? You feel me? What I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's part of not psyching yourself into psychic self-defense when you are going through what is called a trial and tribulation. We do not want to be fucking humiliated. You know what I mean? We don't want motherfuckers to see us like this. You see what I mean? And that shit fucks with the person too, because it's like, damn, if one motherfucker know, everybody goddamn know. So that's a humiliation within itself. You know, that's a lot of fucking psychic self-defense and you got to still put up. You know, because even that could break you down. Because in a day where you are feeling great, that another motherfucker that know your business is going to bring that shit straight to you. Mm-hmm. Don't it happen all the fucking time? Mm-hmm. Like, goddamn. That's why I really had to stop telling certain motherfuckers my business. You know, I had to stop doing that shit. Because to me, it was either one, you don't care, or two, you fucking it with me when I don't care about the shit.
Yeah.
Right now, nigga, I don't want to care about that shit.
Yeah.
So it's like one of the goddamn other is going to fuck my day up. Mm-hmm. So it's just certain shit, man, just really like it's a lot of psychic self-defense. It's a lot of psychic self-defense. Where you at? Justice for Us. How you doing today, babe? Fear of embarrassment. Thank you. I was looking for that aura in L.A. It's that embarrassment shit. That's what the fuck that shit is. That's why it's so hard to find the beauty and shit, because we're so busy thinking what the fuck another motherfucker, how they gonna see us. That's it. Because I was embarrassed when I opened up that motherfucker, that shit saying zero probability. The father of little Loopneck. You are not the father. That shit fucked me up bad. That was my first time of being embarrassed or feeling humiliated, like, goddamn. You know how many motherfuckers waiting on this result? You know, but it took a lot. Took a lot. Justice Fox said, took a lot of hard work. However, it has caused me problems. Ooh-wee, I miss you. Justice Fox, I don't know where you at. Too outspoken mouth has caused me much. What? You got an outspoken mouth? Nah. I don't know. People don't like this, you know. I don't know. That's one thing. Am I outspoken? What that mean?
Dearie.
It's okay to be outspoken, Justice, for Us. I still say that. I don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. It's okay. To me, it's okay to be outspoken. I don't give a fuck. If you speaking the truth, keep being outspoken with the truth. Mm-hmm. If it's helping a motherfucker. Because really, I find it difficult for other people, whoever is doing what is called the feelings, like this person hurt my feelings, or, you know, this motherfucker did me wrong, you know, or this motherfucker said the wrong shit to me. That ain't for them. That's for you to pick your emotions up and put it in your goddamn pocket. It's really not, you know, it's not the suspect, it's the victim. The victims need to get their shit together. That's how you, you know, maintain your self-worth. You got to get your shit together. You got to, you know, you can't let a motherfucker only did that because they wanted to do it. Now, however the fuck you took the outcome to be for you, that's your business. Mm-hmm. You got to figure out how to fix the outcome to help you turn yourself around. Mm-hmm. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? Like, you know, like niggas, like bitches get mad because niggas is fucking around on them. How'd you get mad because a nigga is doing what the fuck he want to do? That's his business. Yeah. How could that nigga hurt you? Mm-hmm. See, I was there because my husband did that shit. I was there like a motherfucker, but shit, there like in my 20s, there. Like, what the fuck? Like, nigga, I won't go there again. I won't go there again with 50 new niggas I got. Nigga, you fucking that broad, fuck that bitch. You know, just like certain shit, I understand that people do what people do. It shouldn't affect you what people do. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't fuck your day up. That's how you maintain your self-worth in any situation. Like, nigga, that's for you to deal with. Mm-hmm. Motherfucker used to call me and try to cuss me out because I cussed my mama out. You want next, motherfucker? Shit, like I'm supposed to respect you? You ain't my mama, so you already know what the fuck you gonna get. Mm-hmm. Like, nigga, like, and deal with that shit. People got to deal with shit. That's your emotion. So what? Somebody did you wrong. Now figure out how you gonna stop allowing it to fuck your day up.
Yeah.
So what you missed? Now figure out how to catch. Shit. That's how you master this fucking planet, man, because it's going to keep coming at you like that until you master it. You know? And everything new ain't new. It's just some new shit to you, but it ain't fucking new. You still should know how to handle it. If you don't know how to handle shit, you don't know how to handle 50 niggas that done cheated on you and you got a new nigga now. He just did something wrong. Something motherfucking wrong. Something has got to be fucking wrong. You know what I'm about?
Yeah.
If you don't know how to handle your nigga being with another bitch and y'all done broke the fuck up, something is fucking wrong.
Yeah.
Something is goddamn wrong. Like, goddamn, handle this shit. If you don't know how to handle getting fired and you done got fired before, something is goddamn wrong. Like, what the fuck is this shit? Like, man, we too fucking, we done been on this motherfucker too goddamn long to not know how to handle shit.
That's it.
Like, this is stupid. You know? Shit, like, handle this motherfucker. Goddamn, that ain't, uh-uh. Justice for us, how you doing today? Damn, that's a long delay.
Hey, how are you?
We're good. How you doing today?
You are funny. That's why I say you're crazy. But no, the bottom line is sometimes you can be too outspoken and it causes you problems. Because sometimes it depends upon the person, like I deal with a lot of politicians. They don't want to hear the truth. So therefore, it has stifled me. I can't get in there because they don't want to hear it.
Oh, well, I understand that.
So that's what my problem is. I'm not talking about when I'm just talking to you or just an average person, but when I'm up there and I'm talking to mayors and assemblymen, they don't want to hear the truth. When I come out and say, no, I think it's a racial thing, they don't want to hear that. And I just tell them. And as a result, I have not gotten any positions.
Well, you know what, Dan? I agree with that. And I'm going to tell you why, though.
When I watched your video on YouTube, right?
Oh girl, that's
and
really
I was like, damn, that bitch bad.
Yeah,
I said, that bitch is bad.
And she's starving like Marvin.
And hungry like Jack, too, right? No, but look, but you know what? But, man, we are dealing with demons.
Yes,
I mean, that's what politics is, politics. They, I mean, they look. They don't, long as they are getting their check, a lot of people are content with their own personal life until the shoe is on their foot.
Yes.
Politicians, preachers, your neighbors, your teachers, your friends, your co-workers, I mean, that's just the way that shit works.
Yes.
Everybody know what the hell is going on, but if it ain't in their house, they don't give a fuck about it. So maybe you need to start bringing it in their goddamn house. You got to start calling these motherfucking politicians and mayors out to us and to everybody fucking else so motherfuckers can start looking at their ass because something got to goddamn stop.
Now, let me say this. I got to say this. I don't want to cut your teeth.
Go ahead, baby.
Now, me and my friend, I'm going to give you guys the link in a minute. International lawyer. We have just busted the whole state of California and the court. That man's been sitting in jail over 100 days because they're trying to silence him. This is what I'm talking about. They blackball you, girl. It is vicious, and you are not lying. People might think you're standing, but we are dealing with demons. They may look like you, but these are some cruel suckers out here, and they will put you under. So, yes, I am outspoken, and nothing hurts my feelings. Nothing embarrasses me, but I tell you what, it has hurt my pocket, and that's the truth. That's God's truth.
Well, you know, Justice for Us, man, you long as you can trust me, man, with all the things that you've been doing and a lot of us that are out fighting a battle that, I mean, it feels like we even alone in it because now, of course, I'm surely it's hurting your pocket. I understand because sometimes you got to take away for shit like that, you know, and be empty. That's just the way that the laws work, not the laws of the state. I'm talking about the laws of the universe. Sometimes you got to put in all and have nothing just so that it can get done. You know, sometimes it has to be like that. It still shouldn't stop you from doing what God is putting you to do because your pocket's empty because he'll fill that motherfucker up when it's time for you to get on another mission. He only going to give you what you need. And right now, it looks like you got all the tools you need. You know? Or tell the politician to give you some hush money.
Amen.
Tell the motherfuckers I will expose your ass if you don't motherfucking give me some hush money, motherfucker. I will bring that shit straight to your goddamn door. And you look like a wicked woman. So, goddamn it, you can scare the shit out of their ass. You look like, you know what I mean? She look like goddamn like Deborah. Deborah had the whole fucking Putnam County scared. Because her tone. She had the whole Putnam County, she had all the motherfuckers scared. So you got that shit, but don't worry about your pockets. He'll fill them up again. That's how it works. All in L.A. say, do you do right by me, nigga? Shit. That's how you do it. But no, but, you know, the Most High knows, the universe knows what you have, and they knows what you don't have. And all they want you to know is that you can still keep moving with what you don't have. You can still keep doing the right thing with what you don't have, what you think you don't have. You have no idea. Somebody could walk up to you the next day, justice for us, and say, something told me to give you a big goddamn contribution in the fight that you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. In this fight, I want in on it. How much it'll take. You have no idea. Just keep doing your job. You know, just keep doing it. I'm telling you, you'll be ever grateful. You'll be ever blessed. Because this damn show ain't a prosperity battle. Knowledge is prosperity. Mm-hmm. Money ain't. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Mm-hmm. Knowledge is prosperity. The know-how to get shit done is prosperity. So, shit, you can charge a course on this shit. You know, I watch your shit.
Amen.
You can charge a course on that shit. How many motherfuckers want to fight these motherfuckers? Course 101. $25 per person for an hour. Because niggas need to learn how to fight that shit. One thing I learned about the citizens, we fighting for citizens who don't give a fuck.
Exactly.
That's what we've been fighting for a long time. You know how many people came up to us in our town in regards to Keita's situation? They've done the same thing to them. And we say, well, join the fight. Nah, I'm okay. They sit there and tell us everything. The motherfuckers that they worked in the government, in the city government here in this goddamn town. They tell us all this shit. Would you like to put that on record? Nah, I ain't showing up.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is this shit? So, you know, it's like we fighting for motherfuckers that sleep, and it's fine. As long as the Most High keep giving us the goddamn strength to fight for the dead, we'll keep fighting for y'all motherfuckers, even if it takes the shoe to be on our foot. We don't give a fuck. We'll get it done. Mm-hmm. That's how that shit works. If it had to be on Keita's foot so that she could fight for all these children that was kidnapped in this goddamn town by these malicious motherfuckers, then put it on us, goddammit. Then we'll go through that shit. They were jacking motherfuckers' light bills up, and I can afford my light bill. So I'm still fighting these motherfuckers on motherfuckers who can't afford it, who allowed their light bill to be jacked up, who come to me and say, I know what the fuck they doing. They've been doing this for a while. I've been working for the city for 10 motherfuckers. You want to put that on record? Nah, I lose my motherfucking job.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how the fuck they live. Fucking cowards. Humans are fucking cowards. They're scared to trample the beast. They scared to fight other fucking humans that shit and piss and fart just like everybody else. Like, how the fuck is you scared of the same motherfucker that looks like you?
Mm.
I don't get that shit. Segment, you on. How you doing today?
Good. How y'all doing?
Good.
I just wanted to say it's an excellent show. And, you know, Keita, I'm glad that, you know, you got out everything you needed to get out. And that this will help heal, and I'm sure it's helping other people and everything. And Don, of course, you're on point as usual. And just wanted to say that. So I'm going to continue listening and learning.
All praises to Anu. Thank you so much, Segment. The ruler. We got 8 minutes remaining left on the air. Sonara Holt. No, I don't have any videos on YouTube. Well, actually, I have two, but it has nothing to do with Don and Corleone. It's just some stuff I produce. But, you know, I ain't in it like that, you know. I ain't in it like that. I'm trying to get on your fucking TV. Fuck your computer. I'm trying to get on your fucking TV. I'm trying to take over the 4 o'clock spot, P.M. Eastern Standard Time. I want to take over goddamn Hoppo. Shit. I'm just bullshitting you. But, yeah, we got 8 minutes remaining. Anybody else want to make a comment, push one on your keypad. Is the battle always with the self? Hell yeah. Hell fucking yeah. even because you know what? Because you could be scared to battle somebody else. So that's still a battle within itself. You can't be afraid no more. You got to fucking fight. We've been fighting off for our lives since the day we got here. It was a struggle getting through the goddamn womb. It was a struggle getting through all that shit. So it's going to always be a goddamn struggle. If that's one thing life taught us from the time we were born, before we was conceived and coming through that canal, was a struggle. Mm-hmm. It was a fucking struggle. That's what the fuck life is all about. It's for those who ain't afraid to die. Life is only for the brave. That's it. Shit. You can't be scared to fight. You can't be scared, man. Nigga, we struggle coming through that motherfucker. We still struggling right the fuck now. Right? It's a struggle.
Why do you say you can't be afraid to die? Like you're not like the first person that I heard say that now. I've heard a couple people say that now, but I'm trying to figure out, like, what do they mean when they say that, because I've said, I'll die for this, and I'll die for that, but it's like,
do I really want to die? You're fucking hell. If you will die for it, then do it. Shit. And what you scared of? You ain't scared to die, then you'll do any fucking thing. Right? Because if you ain't in that, everybody's scared of death, even the suicidal motherfuckers.
Yeah.
They scared of death.
I'm like, I don't know how this shit gonna turn out. I might live through this motherfucker.
So, yeah, I mean, shit. And life is only for the brave. You can't be afraid to do shit.
Right.
You can't be afraid to look a motherfucker in their goddamn eye. There was a time when you niggas and y'all are still doing this shit right now. You're not looking at the crack in his eye. There was a time where 95% of you slaves who came over here to America kept your fucking head down. And your head is still down. The fuck you scared of? The motherfuckers can't even stand underneath the sun without getting skin cancer. The fuck you scared of? Look at them in their goddamn face. So much fear has been bred in the body and mind of human beings throughout the planet. Some people are scared to even look at themselves in the fucking mirror, a fear of seeing the truth. You know, so shit. Gotta goddamn fuck that shit. Fuck it. Get your shit together. Don't fucking break that fucking spell. Live your fucking life. Life is too motherfucking precious. Not short, but fucking precious. Anybody told you life is short, they lied. That's another fear.
Mm-hmm.
Life is precious. Live it, vivid. Live your fucking life. Master every fucking thing. Figure out why is this happening in your life. When you figure that shit out, then fucking start fixing it. Find the humor in that shit. Find the uses of adversity so you can make it work for you. Shit. That's how you fucking maintain your self-worth in any situation. You got to find the beauty in your trial. The beauty in your tribulation. The beauty in your nigga cheating. The beauty in your wife fucking around on you. And if you got AIDS, then you fuck.
Hell no.
But you better find a beauty in that shit somehow, goddamn it. I'm just saying, y'all got to find the beauty in all this shit. They repoed your car, find the beauty in that shit. You know, they foreclosing on your house, find the beauty in shit. Find the beauty. You lost a good job, find the beauty in that shit. God damn. Mm-hmm. Shit is quite fucking simple. And don't worry about embarrassment. You'll get over it. You will get over the embarrassment, trust me. But that's it. That's the Don DeColeon show. I'm finna go shoot some goddamn pool because I'm stressed.
Amen.
I'm finna go to the club, goddamn it. Find the beauty in the club, goddamn it. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to the Don DeColeon show. And y'all know how we do it every night, Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m., the ninth hour, the Don DeColeon show. You all have an awarding day. We love you. We see you in a new day. Peace.
DJ Rock on the beat.
G-E-O-R-G-I-A. my mind all night, all day. Hey, listen in
okay.
to the hits that we be playing.
Yeah.
The conversation, it really is amazing.
Yeah.
Well, listen now, yeah, don't listen in. Hey, it's okay, go ahead and get your cup of beer. Hey, Corleone, I know what's happening in. Yeah, we on the Cat Radio Confession in.
Hey, cuz,
what they do?
It's DJ Rock, chillin'
yeah.
with Gad Radio from 6 to 9 o'clock.
Won't stop,
we stay getting guap, non-stop, best believe. Callin'
hey.
Y'all the done, you
hey.
Know our show, L-O-B-E.
Hey.
Keep it real,
hey.
That's the deal, yes, you keep it raw, folks. So
hey.
If you ain't talking true, just keep your mouth closed. They go so hard, so just call them rock solid. Check my flow
yeah.
out
yeah.
while I'm showing
yeah.
up the Georgia gospel.
G-E-O-R-G-I-A.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Don Nicolion Show.
Welcome everybody to the Don Nicolion Show, blogtalkradio.com. Georgia, where she's from, please believe it. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. This is the Don Nicolion Show, and I am your host, Don Nicolion. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Today's topic, we're going to just keep it pushed. Wait a minute, somebody's coming in this bitch. Okay, how you doing today?
I'm good.
What's up?
Good.
Yeah, I'm full. I'm full, man. Before we go any further, though, but today's topic is there a spiritual order? If there is a spiritual order to life, most people try to do things their way, and it didn't work in the spiritual, ooh-wee. And it didn't work. That's what it says. In the spiritual, is there an order to do things that you must follow? Let's talk about it tonight on the Don Nicolion Show. Let me repeat all that shit again. If there is a spiritual order to life, most people try to do things their way and it didn't work. In the spiritual order, is there an order to do things that you must follow? That's what we're going to talk about today on the Don Nicolion Show. What's going on, Kira?
Everything. Today,
that shit's like 80.
Oh, good Lord. You know, I don't know. Today is a day for me where I've really been thinking about a lot of crazy things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They're not really crazy. But my mind has just been, like, really wondering about, like, the whole spiritual thing today for some strange reason. I don't know. And I have, like, a billion and one questions regarding this spiritual thing.
Are you embellishing a billion?
Go ahead. Well, one question leads to another question that leads to another question.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm embellishing with a billion. But
yeah.
It's, like, a lot of questions running through my
well, that's right.
mind
Come on.
Today. Okay. One question that I just thought about 2 seconds ago when I was talking to somebody today, right? They said to me, the devil had a good argument, right? So I'm trying to figure out, number one, what was the devil's argument? Then I'm trying to figure out.
Did you ask?
I didn't think to ask then, but I just thought about this question like just now real hard. Like, I wonder why they said the devil had a good argument, but I didn't get a chance to ask. And then another question I had was like, so is the devil more powerful than God? Because it seems to me that most people –